Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 p.m. West Coast, Wednesday night edition of the show. I'm your host, Mr. Tommy, most hated Sotomayor. Yes, that is correct. I am the arch nemesis of your world that is constantly taking the slings and arrows for my views. And I'd like to thank you for joining me tonight for the latest installment of Your World, My Views. I'd like to go ahead and, a little earlier than usual, go ahead and bring in my co-hostess. It's Renee Bishop. Are you there?
I'm here.
Fabulous. How's your last few days been going? I know we've been out of contact. We've been incontinent. I hear that. What does that mean, incontinent?
It means
just
that
on
you
a
can... Oh, well, it means that you cannot hold your urine.
Well, I guess... That, then I use it wrong.
yes, you did.
I was like, the girl, because I saw the commercial, it's like, he helped you with all your incontinence supplies. And I was like, what?
Wow.
Like, incontinent. I didn't know what that was, but that was a cute word, I guess.
I guess so. I don't suffer from that, though, so.
Oh, man. I dated a chick, and I'm not going to lie, she peed on herself in the car. It was hilarious.
Oh, wow. Thanks for sharing that tidbit of information.
I just thought I'd say it. I just thought I'd tell it. It was funny. She was like, I really got to go to the bathroom. I was like, just wait till the next exit. And then she was sitting there crying.
Oh, wow.
I said, what happened? What is it, Your World, My View? That is Renee. Renee, how was your last couple of days?
They weren't the best, but they weren't the worst, so.
Any day above ground is a good day. It is.
It's very true.
But we broadcast live from the Vino Libro this past Monday, and I'd like to first give a shout out to everyone who made it, even though there was inclement weather, there was incontinent weather. I'm like Ron Burgundy. I'm gonna find a way to use that phrase correctly.
Okay.
So if I said it was incontinent weather, would that work?
I don't think so, unless the sky reeks urine when it falls down for rain.
So incontinent means urine, it doesn't mean just leaking?
Yeah, it's your bladder. Usually your bladder has urine.
Oh.
So I wouldn't recommend you use it.
You know what else got urine?
Scared to find out what.
Why is it whenever I ask somebody a question, they pause like that now?
Because they know better.
Well, answer the question.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Patrick.
What?
Patrick.
Oh, my gosh.
Patrick Urine. That's how my grandmama used to say that man's name, Patrick Urine. I was like, his name is not Urine.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, the guy used to play basketball for them. Anyway, that was a long way around a bad joke. And it lasted all the way up to the, oh,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's right. Well, anyway, that was a long way around a joke. I enjoyed you guys, the Vino Libro. I done said it so much. I guess it's like that man said Martin Luther King Day. You keep playing around with something so much, you start saying it for real.
Yeah.
Anyway, we enjoyed everyone that came out. Thank you guys for continuing to support us. We'll be back again this Monday. We expect a great turnout. And this Monday's topic is going to be, because we've had such a heated debate on it, it's going to be basically thick versus fat.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, that should be a good one, especially with the fact that we expect a very raucous crowd, a very packed crowd this Monday. I looked at the 10-day forecast, and it should be very good weather, so it shouldn't be incontinent outside.
Word of the day, folks, incontinent.
Yes, it is. Today's show is sponsored by the letter, is it I?
I hope so. Yes, for incontinent.
It could have been EN, although that wouldn't make sense.
Oh, no. And I guess it's also sponsored by Poise, Pads, and Depend.
And Depend. If you can't depend on yourself, you can depend on us.
Mm-hmm.
Depend.
Mm-mm-mm.
No, but I really enjoyed the show, the last show. And in the last show, I enjoyed, but we didn't talk about what we need to. We were talking about, are you sleeping with the enemy? And we really didn't get to talk about it the way we wanted to. But I want to just get your take on how would you have, if it was your show and you were talking to your friends and they said, I want you to talk about sleeping with the enemy, how would you have approached just hearing that phrase?
Well, just hearing that phrase, I would have talked some more about some of the signs that we see. Certainly, we discussed some of those. We didn't touch on all of them. The signs that the person that you're dealing with could be controlling. It also deals with manipulation, which a lot of times is swept under the rug. But another aspect that I wanted to or would have talked about is domestic violence.
I need you because you stay on topic. Me, I just get to talk, and the next thing you know, it's comedy hour for a whole hour.
Well, step one is recognizing, so I appreciate that you know. But seriously, one thing that I would have touched on is domestic violence against men. I certainly try to bring the balance. I know that we always hear about domestic violence against women, and I do want it noted that it also happens against men, and that is a growing problem, certainly as we touched on in a few shows, the lady who killed her husband of 5 days, that was against men or a man. There were some statistics also that I found for dealing with African Americans and domestic violence. And I can share some of those with you if you'd like me to.
Yeah, please do, because again, we want to approach it with some knowledge as well as some humor. So, we all know who brings the humor, so.
And some of these, unfortunately, just target the women. But African Americans, especially African American women, suffer deadly violence from family members at rates decidedly higher than for other racial groups in the United States. That in and of itself is a little sad. However, it is observed that research concerning family violence among African Americans is inadequate. Overall, African research, basically it's saying that, I guess, the verdict is still out as far as the research regarding family violence within our community. It's probably
Are they saying because it's not been reported enough?
Well, it didn't give the reasons why, but I would only imagine so.
I actually do in these cases what I don't like other people doing. I start asking why.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's certainly fine. It just didn't list that. Overall, African Americans were victimized by intimate partners a significantly higher rate than persons of any other race between 1993 and 1998. Now, I don't know what was going on during those 5 years, but...
I don't know why people were getting beat. That was Clinton. Why? I mean, we should have been happy.
We should have, but maybe because of the oral sex thing, maybe the woman, I don't know. Anyway.
It may have been because, you know what, black men might have started to get power at that time. They were starting to get jobs. They were starting to, you know, so they felt like, you can't talk to me like that no more.
Right. Well, that's true. Overall, black females experienced intimate partner violence at a rate 35% higher than that of white females, and about 22 times the rate of women of other races. Black males, listen to this one, Black males experienced intimate partner violence at a rate of about 62% higher than that of white males, and about, again, 22 times the rate of men of other races.
Now, you know, I got to give my 2 cents. I'm going to tell y'all why, because I believe that numbers keep manifesting, and I had a girl say it last night. She said, the numbers keep manifesting everything you say that I think is pure BS when I hear you talk. Because she told me, she said, I think half of the stuff you say is just BS. Then she said, then after you say it, though, you'll bring my attention to it, so I'll pay attention. And then I'll notice that it has some validity. I spoke last night before we ever got into anything. I said, it seems like if you say anything about weight to a black woman, they get pissed off.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this was early in the day. Somehow during late in the day, every time a reference was made anytime to weight, people got pissed off and said exactly what I said they'd say, which was, I don't have no problem getting no man. Like, what does that have to do with being overweight? I didn't say you was ugly. I said you was overweight. That's like saying I'm broke. And then I'll say, I don't have no problem getting a chick. Didn't say you did. Just said you didn't have no money. But
you know, okay, keep going.
No, go ahead. This is a conversation.
When people say, I don't have a problem getting a man, that, as you use often, is relative also. Anybody can get a man, because I see the people in Waffle House that have two teeth at the top. You know, I'm sure they have a man.
Thank you.
You know, the 800-pound woman, she's got a man, so there are men out there. I don't know if they're the ones that you want, but nonetheless, yes. No one should virtually have a problem getting a man if you have breath in your body.
Yeah, and I had to say to her, I said, it ain't hard getting a man. But I don't understand why people who say, I don't have a problem getting a man, always have single on their status.
Well,
wouldn't it make sense that a married woman say, I don't have a problem getting a man? Basically what I told the lady, I said, you don't have a problem getting a man to sleep with you. You just got a problem getting a man to stay with you.
Oh, shoot. Well.
But anyway, but what it comes down to is the way that black women are. I'm sorry. You're portrayed on television as loud mouth, getting people told. People are afraid to tell you to come to work on time. What kind of image is that?
Right.
That every time you see a black woman on television, my favorite show used to be Becker. Becker was afraid of his black secretary.
Oh, yes, he was. Mm-hmm.
How does that make sense?
Yeah.
The show Girlfriend, the secretary was never on time, always getting her hair done for 4 hours.
Mm-hmm. My coworker.
Always eating in advance on her check.
Ooh, yeah.
Every time you see, even with my daughter, we're watching this cartoon. It's called the Codename Kids Next Door.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then the cartoon. Basically, what happens in the show is there's only one black child in the cartoon, and they let you know it's a black child. It's a black girl, and she talked like this, and you don't be doing.
Oh.
And the whole time, all she does is the whole show, she has an attitude, and everyone fears her.
And this is a cartoon?
It's a cartoon.
But people keep watching it, though.
Yes. When you watch Family Guy, Cleveland is about mild-mannered. His wife, Loretta. Every time she speaks, they make her head and neck move left and right, and all she do is get him told.
That's true.
So if you look at all these images, every time they show a black woman, it's this rude-ass woman. Look who speaks up on my page. Some rude-ass woman getting me told. Girl told me, and you can delete me if you want to, nigga. Why wouldn't you have just deleted yourself if it's that serious?
Right.
But she wanted to test me the whole time on my own page. Another girl put on her status. She put niggas is actors and need Academy Awards for the fact that they always run around saying that they can't find a good woman. The problem is they don't know a good woman when they see one. So I put below her status, I said, you're right. I said, and the problem with these so-called niggas is they probably calling women bitches and hoes. I said, but then the women that's calling you a nigger probably isn't a good woman either. So you're right.
Right.
The niggers and the bitches and hoes don't know the difference between a good woman. That wasn't anything against her. I basically said, why would you call a man a nigga on your page like that? These niggas. So that's why that's where my thought of the day came from. Why do we refer to each other like that? But the point is, you have these people, these rude African American women, because it's not black women around the world; it's just African American women.
Mm-hmm.
Now, these African American women pride themselves on getting you told. I told the lady, and it was a great quote. I wish I could remember it exactly. I told her, "I'm glad that my Panamanian roots, we weren't raised to always win battles with our mouth." Because American black women love to win a battle with their mouth. And the problem is, if you look at what's happening, it said 60% of black males are getting beat and handled and punched and whatever more than any other race. It's because black women aren't afraid to get in your face. Those 60% are just the men that are enough, what is that, they have enough restraint not to hit back. That's all that is.
Right. Right.
They're getting hit, but they're calling the police instead of hitting back. Do you know what probably the other of the men who where the increase was are probably the men that didn't have the strength not to hit back?
Right.
Because if she hits you and you hit her back, if she's not going to jail, you are.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that's sad. Look at how high that is. And that was a long way to go around saying the attitude of black women spells itself out in the results that you see every day. Honestly, every day.
It's funny because when you talked about your mouth, of course, in this topic, in the context of this topic.
I was about to say, yeah.
I know. See, I had to get you on the path, cut you off there. But I was listening the other day to one of my favorite CDs, which is Luther Vandross's CD that has Dance With My Father, and there's a song which I love to blast. He has Foxy Brown on it. I don't really like her, but I do like her in this song. And they have conflict. And so there's a part of the song where she says, my best defense is my mouth. And then she says, you know, leave the keys to the drop top Z behind. And, you know, you can't disrespect me and expect to keep what's mine. And she's like, get the hell out. And all this stuff. And it's amazing because I know we've talked about it in earlier shows where people don't have that we factor when it comes to the male and the female relationship. It's a hers. It's a mine. And I was illustrating in my mind as I was driving her, or a black woman telling this man off, saying, you know, get the hell out and leave the keys to the car because it's mine, even though I was letting you use it before and it was probably fantastic. But now that there's tension, you know, and get the hell out. And my mouth, she said, you know, this is my weapon. And I'm thinking, wow. And I was, you know, and it's kind of interesting because I'm thinking this is Luther. Now, granted, like I said, I like the song because I like the beat, the melody. But I am cognizant when I listen to music of the words, the lyrics.
And I love that. No, I love the fact that you listen. I think that's the goodest. You know, there's so many people who you tell them what the song is about, and they're like, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
You got your kids listening to the song. And
well, you got to be careful of what goes, you know, those go into your senses and your subliminal. So you have to be conscious of what you're listening to. But
all right, now, ladies and gentlemen, that is a thought of the day. I love what you just said. And just to further elaborate with you on that, our co-host on Mondays, who I love her to death, Miss Queen, she basically elaborated on the typical process of a black woman. She was like, you remember when we were talking about, I want my man to get up and want to basically want to fight, or I get him told he a punk if he ain't about it.
Mm-hmm. Right. Because he's,
I'm like, really?
Protecting. That's what she said. Something about if he can't protect me, then he's punk and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and to me, that's the problem. And you can say, for as much as they say bad about the black man, and I'm going to beat this until somebody listens, the black man has no problem marrying and marrying successfully outside of his race.
Mm-hmm.
Black woman doesn't do so well.
Right.
Statistics prove that as well. Because ain't nobody going to listen to that mess. The fact that them women were arguing on my page last night, literally, on the fact that they were saying, you get fat in order to get hips, ass, and butt.
Really?
And they
Mine
don't want to lose
weight. Okay.
Yeah, but I'm saying, it's the fact that if you look at it this way, I'm sure you could say to yourself, 10 years ago, you probably had the same butt, a smaller waist, and a better curve. Correct? So here's what I don't understand. If I fell in love with you 10 years ago because you had a small waist and that curve, what would make you just decide that 10 years later and you're only 30, you don't have that shape no more, but it's all good. I'm still supposed to love you the same way I did when I married you 10 years ago because you had this small waist and this nice curve.
Right.
Only black women think that, well, I was fine when I was 20 and they 30 don't matter no more. They still fine because, as she said, I don't get no complaints. Like men just run around complaining. I tell everyone to this. Yeah, first off, men don't run around complaining.
Right.
My mom always told me to complain is the fact that you don't have a man. Some man complained. And then she said, well, ain't nobody ever broke up with me. And I stopped and said, black men in general don't break up with their woman. You got to do something real foul to get broke up with. We just literally just wait you out. Because ain't nobody trying to hurt your feelings like that. So we just let it go until you leave. So I don't understand why. My thing is pay attention to what you hear. If all your friends say, I've never been broken up with, that ought to tell you something. Because they men was cheating. They men had a side woman. They man wouldn't come home.
Right.
Don't that mean something? He just didn't tell you he wanted out. All his acts showed that he didn't want out. Only thing he didn't do was say it.
Right. On a side note, kind of deviating for a moment, when you talk about cheating, I have a coworker who I never knew had a psychology degree. And we were talking, we had a conversation, I meant show topic, a few weeks ago about something. I can't remember what it was, but she counsels people in her spare time. And I was thinking, that's interesting. But as I was listening more, because I was overhearing her loud conversation with another coworker, but she was talking about her man, who she lives with. They've been together 5 years. She knows that he cheats. She talked about a previous relationship that she had that she was in for 13 years, and the man cheated. And I mean, it was, I'm giving you such a short version of this ridiculously ridiculous story. And one of the statistics that I found whatever the show was that we were talking about, I think it was Surviving Infidelity or something like that, the show, was the high rate of divorce among psychiatrists and psychologists. So I was thinking as I was listening to her, I was like, I'm so glad that you're telling me this because I would never go to you to listen, to you for advice. So please be careful, people, who you take advice from, because if you don't have your stuff together at home, I certainly do not want you to try and, get my household together. That's all I was, I'm sorry.
I've always said that. I go to Donald Trump when I want to know about real estate and making money. I don't go to the man that just lost his house to foreclosure. But people always sit there. I mean, again, me, I have a little psychology degree and blah, blah, blah. I know how to read people, but I don't know how to read myself. That's one of the things they teach you.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, she talked about reading people.
Yeah, I mean, it's easy to read other people.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to basically read yourself. It really is. Because once you factor in emotion into any decision, the decision typically will go wrong. Or will be askewed. You will do different. If your child calls you from jail and say, I need you to bail me out, it's easy to go bail them out than it is for that dude that's your fifth best friend. He's saying it.
Right.
You number five, dog. I ain't bailing you out.
I got you.
You got to let me bail them out first. But that's the funny thing about psychology and psychiatry is the fact that it's hard, very hard. I mean, even the fact that I can read who's doing something to you and tell you what they're doing, but that same person is doing it to me, my mind will tell me what they're doing, but my heart will jump in the middle of it before it reaches. Yeah, it will jump in the middle before it reaches the action stage. You know that so-and-so husband a killer, but your wife about to stab you in the neck.
Okay. That was an interesting one. Oh, okay.
I'm because, you know, that's basically what you were talking about. And I love the stats. What other stats you got to tell the people about basically what to watch out for? You see with the enemy.
Because
those are some good stats. And it's backing up all the stuff that I say that black women ain't no good. But go ahead.
Well, I'm going to shift them. Well, I'm going to give you two quick stats more on the African Americans, then I'll tell you some that are just generic domestic violence stats. The number one killer of African American women ages 15 to 34 is homicide at the hands of a current or former intimate partner. And then the second one is, in a study of African American sexual assault survivors, only 17% reported the assault to police. So there again, I mean, even though that's exclusively talking about sexual assault, that does solidify your thought that a lot of stuff doesn't go reported to the police.
Oh,
and
exactly.
There you go.
Hmm? Oh, well, thank you for backing up my story. I love it when my story can be backed up. But I just go by everyday life. And a lot of times I go look up numbers to back it up, and I do have numbers. But a lot of this stuff is honestly just everyday life and listening to stories. People have been coming to me telling me stories. Last night I was counseling about six people online last night about their stories, and it was shocking that people were surprised that other people were doing things to them. It's kind of like Jeffrey Dahmer being tied up and somebody getting ready to eat him. And he would look at that person and say, "Why are you doing this?" And you're thinking, you done ate 39 people. You should understand why I'm doing this. That's what men do. You ever seen men, their whole life was a history of cheating. His girl, he finally get a girl that he in love with. He tries to settle down with her. She cheats, and he have the nerve to say, "I don't know why she would do this. This is crazy."
Right,
You've been doing it for 39 years. You finally decided that it's okay to not cheat anymore.
Right.
What we do as a society and as humans is we think that when we get to the point where we don't want to do something no more, then everybody should be to that point where they don't want to do it anymore. Like, we had a discussion today on my page, and we were talking about cheating. And I really don't like to hear Christian's point of view on cheating, to be honest.
I knew that you were going to bring up – that's why I said, uh-oh. But then you shifted
because
a
you
little
see what
bit, and
said.
I was wiping
she said,
my –
well, if he was a man of God, he would cheat. That's a lie. By definition of what the Bible says, that people fall short and do things wrong, correct?
Lord,
why is it that they believe that cheating would be one of those things that just because you saved, you wouldn't do? But you can go do everything else, God will forgive you.
Yeah, well, that's just, we know that that's just purely inaccurate. I mean, that's
exactly, but it's stupid. But you think about it. Think about how many black women and minority women and these so-and-so saved women who will actually say, "If a man love me like Jesus loved the church, he ain't going to cheat on me. He won't do it if he love the Lord." That's why I'm looking for a man who love the Lord. The highest philanderers throughout history, even in the Bible, were what kind of men? Look at how much ass Solomon got.
Oh, my gosh. You know what, on that note a little bit, I just want to let you know that there is a story that I do want to share, speaking of getting a lot of tail.
we're talking
I don't
want
to share
biography.
Right this second.
What? Oh, I thought you were reading my biography. Go ahead.
Oh, no, we don't have enough time on this show to do that, but no, this would be, I'm just meaning in the news. When we get to the news, I do have a story that I want to read because when I read it, I think that other women could hopefully benefit from it. It's sad. But ahead with Solomon if you choose to.
Well, but you get – I'm not going to make it short because we're up against the break. But you understand my point is the fact that just because somebody's saved doesn't mean, matter of fact, that's more likely he going to do something wrong, and you're supposed to accept it. That's what salvation is. I respect the secular woman saying you entered into this contract with me, hence you're not supposed to break it, more than I respect a religious woman saying it, because she's supposed to understand that man is a man, and by definition, he will fall short.
Well,
that's
the bottom
what
line
saying every time you do something wrong against God. Every time you do something wrong against God, you say, well, you know, I'm nobody's perfect.
Well,
you give yourself an excuse before you walk out of the house. Every saved person I know gives themselves an excuse before they walk out of their house that day. Now, that's one thing when you do something like, okay, pressure got me and I cussed out the boss because I was upset. It's another thing when you know full well you're about to do this sin at 7 o'clock that night.
Mm-hmm.
And most saved people I know do the same sin over and over. It ain't that sin or crime of passion. It's the same sin they've been doing.
Well, that's certainly true, you know. But, I mean, the bottom line is with Christianity and hopefully any other religion or denomination, the bottom line is that we cannot judge. A non-Christian can't judge a Christian. A Christian can't judge a Christian or a non-Christian because we're all at different walks. And we all, just like even in businesses, when a lot of times people, you know, left the ghetto and now they're living in mansions and whatnot, just do not forget where you came from. Because a lot of times it's very easy, to go back.
No, I'm agreeing with you. But I'm saying when these people sit up here and say, because the guy's from God, he won't cheat. That is a stupid statement by the fact that you are Christian and no, that's not true.
I know, but you got to understand there's hope that's built into that. And unfortunately, that's all that people can ever have. I hope that my man will not cheat. There's no way that I can guarantee that he won't unless I somehow attach our bodies so that every single moment of life, we are together. You know what you understand what I'm saying? You would hope.
Yes.
You would say, okay, we hope that you take these tenets of whatever our faith is and dismiss or shed whatever secular or worldly mannerisms or ways of life that you have. Is that reality? Unfortunately, it's not. So you just got to count the cost of whatever it is that you enter into and whoever it is that you enter into it with. That's the bottom and the short of it.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is Your World, My Views. That is Miss Renee, and I am your host, Tommy, Most Hated Sotomayor. We're about to go to a break, and we'll be back. And today's topic, what we're going to be talking about, is real versus fake. Extreme makeover. I call it extreme fakeover. We're going to be talking about basically, is what you get, and when does it get to a point where the persona that you're trying to build with all this extra makeup and whatever it is you put in front of yourself, when does that line blur to the point of where it covers who you really are? This is Your World, My Views. Thank you guys for joining us, and we shall be right back.
Load already. Come on.
Looks like you got a fake bundle from the phone company.
I thought AT&T was giving me a good deal. Satellite, DSL, phone.
Three wrongs don't make a right. Switch to Comcast. Get a real triple play. I got your back, John.
Don't be fooled by AT&T's fake bundle. Get crystal clear HD, faster internet, and unlimited calling with Comcast.
Hold me.
Hello, loyal following. Tommy Sotomayor here. And Your World, My Views would like to thank you guys for joining us these past few Mondays for our live broadcast. And we'd now like to inform you that we have moved, and starting this Monday and every Monday night, we'll be broadcasting live from the fabulous, the elegant Vino Libro, located downtown Atlanta off of Memorial Drive. That's right, the Vino Libro, the alternative neighborhood escape for the person who prefers comfort and relaxation over the crowded wine bars. That's right, your boy done upscaled, your boy done upscaled.
upgraded. T-Dog, baby. You can find me and the rest of the Yo World My Views cast down at the Beano Negro, which is located at 933 Garrett Street, Atlanta, Georgia, 30316. You know what to do. Go to the info line and check it out. Come join us this Monday night and the rest of the Yo World My Views crowd, because we run this thing.
Check us out on the web at www.yourworldmyviews.com and check under the events tab to sign up for the cruise and more. Again, www.yourworldmyviews.com.
After working here for a few years, I knew it was time to move on. But I wasn't the only one trying to start their career, and everyone else was way more qualified. When I finally found a job I could get, I was pretty much back where I started. Then I saw a commercial for Westwood College and decided to give them a call. At Westwood, I got my bachelor's degree in just 3 years. I got career training in the classroom, and they helped me build my resume. So when I graduated, I had everything I needed to finally start my career.
Start your career with a bachelor's degree from Westwood College. Graduate in just 3 years with the tools you'll need to start a career in design, justice, technology, healthcare, or business, including construction management. Call now for your free career success kit and learn about the careers and salaries that could be yours with a Westwood College degree. Online classes are available.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, this is the best show on internet radio. Show World My Views. I'm your host, Mr. Thomas, most hated Sotomayor. Got my girl, it's Rennie Bishop. What's up, Rennie?
Not much. Who is this?
That's Young Jeezy.
Oh, yeah. Not been missing anything with that.
But you don't like Jesus?
No.
Why not? You don't like what he's saying?
No. That song sounds like a song that you get riled up and I could see somebody punching a punching bag or something.
Yeah, that's the kind of song you need to listen to while you want it. You gotta, you know, you out the street.
Did you say while you want it?
Run in the streets, wanted in the streets, both of them. Either one, they probably work. But, and ladies and gentlemen, a lot of people are asking me, and it was funny, when we were at the Vino Libro, somebody walked in and they heard the sex segment. And they was like, This ain't what you said we supposed to be talking about.
Oh,
So that's why I played that song, What You Talking About, because they need to know what we talking about. This is how the show works. Because every day we get a new audience, and we need to let them know. We start off talking about the past show. We go into a little monologue. We have little segments. We're going to start having an entertainment segment again on the Wednesdays, but you have that. Then you have your Renee will do a segment. Then you have a sex segment and a workout segment and different segments, and we'll have people who come in and we'll interview people live. Certain things like that, we'll have it usually before 8:30. And then at 8:30, we come back. We have the news. We read the news, and then at 9 o'clock promptly we go into the topic. Well, with me, there's no such thing as prompt. But around 9 o'clock we get into the topic, and then we go in basically from 9 to 11. It starts at 10, though. That's called the after show, and you can only access that by dialing the number, which is 347-989-8310. And if any of you want to cuss me out during the show, you can call in. You might not get in. It's very difficult. The lines are generally full, but make sure you call the Lumber 347-989-8310. Shows Your World, My Views every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. On Mondays, we're live at the Vino Libro. And if you can't make it down here because you're not in Atlanta like we are in Hotlanta. Speaking of Hotlanta, girl, it was 70 degrees today.
It was fabulous today. I had a great time outside today.
You know what I love about my white brethren? Uh-oh. Is that if there's a threat of sunshine, they will break out the T-shirt and shorts.
They don't have to even wait for that. I've seen on the days when it snowed in Atlanta, cargo shorts, and I'm like, But, you know, que sera, sera.
Yeah, they can handle it, but I love that. White people can handle that cold weather. They get it in. it's just funny.
Well, but don't forget to tell people, I'm sorry, I just want to let people know that if you are already in queue listening, you can at any time press 1, and that will let us know that you have something that you want to say.
Yes. There are a lot of people who are right now that hit me up on Facebook and they're telling me, I can't get on. Just keep trying.
I know that.
There's a lot of people that want to talk. There's a lot of people online that want to listen. The show's very popular. We got people listening at work, and I like that, but just don't get fired. We got people.
They can get fired if they want to, but we do not give out unemployment. So.
No, I don't want them to get fired. Then the next thing you know, they'll stop listening to the show because they done cut the internet off. They'll cut the phone off. We don't want any of this happening at all. So, anyway, first off, let me give this lady, Ms. Lewis, you my friend, but she told me she wanted to steal my post today when I said that I am sexy, looking good, that I've created myself another Facebook page
so
I can add myself. She just sent me a message and said, that is cute. Oh, my God. I want to STILL this.
Oh.
You want to steal it? Steal. Bam, that's STEAL. That's not, I know she's going to kill me for this. And if you don't know who Miss Lewis is, Miss Lewis got the biggest breast ever. You got to see him.
Oh,
go on,
I know
on
who you talking about.
Oh, my
that.
God. Every time I look at him, I got to go to the bathroom. He will be right back. They are impressive. And, yes, last night I said that big women typically have big breasts. Let me ask you, Renee, because I'm really sorry for anybody I offended. Do you think that's an offensive statement, that typically big breasts come on a bigger woman?
I don't think it's offensive, but as I'm thinking about it, it's a little gross. Because, yes, most cases that's true, but a lot of times it just kind of gets a little messy looking. It's just like, so.
Right, but, and that's what I said on my post.
My
post only was saying it's messed up that I like big breasts because typically they come on big people, and I don't like big people. So it's almost like saying.
I do remember saying that.
Mm-hmm. Right, so it's like saying you like men with big penis, but it only comes on ugly men or men with no money.
Right.
Well, it's messed up because you like something that is really a turn on, but you have to get it from something that's really a turn off.
Mm-hmm.
And Lord Jehovah Jireh, they were going off on me, getting upset. How dare you say something? Why is it that you can't say the truth to black women? Honestly, you can answer this before we go into the news. Let me know, why can't you say the truth to black women? Because y'all don't like it.
Y'all. See, why? Well, okay, I am a black, I know, not dag that I'm a black woman, but I don't know the answer to that one. I just think that as I think I commented when you put something on my wall, you know, unfortunately, we don't like to take the reality of the matter, basically. You know, I don't know. We like the wrong things, and we don't accept the right things. We don't accept
you. When a man walk up to you and you 400 pounds and he tell you, you sexy, I want to be with you, you should look at him and say, shut up. I need to lose this weight. You just trying to sleep with me. And these women, this one woman told me, she said, well, I've been married and I got married to my man. And I was skinny. And now we've been married 10 years and I'm big and I like my shape. But she forgot to say she forgot to say that she's going through a divorce right now.
Oh, well.
See,
but
she just left that part out.
Well, she did.
But it might not be because
he's
big. But what I'm saying is it's not fair for a woman to say, this man used to open doors for me. He used to be sweet to me. He used to tell me how he loved me. And 10 years later, he don't do it. I want to leave. When a man
right.
say, when I met her, what made me walk up to her was the fact that she had this flat stomach and these 34D cup breasts. Now she's mm-hmm. a 42D,
mm-hmm.
got a 34-inch waist,
mm-hmm.
but I'm still supposed to love her anyway. That's not cool.
34.
Why would that? But that goes back to me about the religion thing. It's easy for religious people to tell you what you shouldn't be doing, but then when it comes to stuff that they have a hard time not doing, they just say that God gonna forgive them. They never give you that same pass.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing with women. They don't give you that same pass when you start slipping and stop opening doors. But they want that pass when they start slipping and start getting fat. As if that's not the reason why I fell in love with you. You know why I fell in love with you. You're fine.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, one day it will go away, just like my humor will go away. Just like one day I might have Alzheimer's and forget who the hell you are.
Oh, my.
I hate it when people act like only thing goes away is beauty. Humor goes away. People stop laughing at the same jokes they used to laugh at.
Mm-hmm. Especially if
your dude that was the life of the party, he not the life of the party no more. He don't even want to go to the party. I used to love playing the Xbox. How you going to tell me I got to break up with you because you don't play the Xbox no more? You used to love the Xbox. He done changed.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Why would you want to be with somebody that won't change? And I'm just going to say to this, ladies, we're going to go to the news. Stop being, don't be with a man that's willing to sit and tell you you look good no matter how you look. Because at the end of the day, that's your health.
That's
and if that man really cared about you, he would be scared, even if you look good, that something's going to go wrong with you. This girl told me, I'm 5'10", 185, and if I lose anyway, I'll look like a stick figure. Shut up. That's a damn lie. Why do people always argue extremes? Quit arguing with me extremes.
But, you know,
go ahead.
No, I was going to say, you know, I told a coworker of mine, and this is actually a guy, I told him that I wanted to get back to my ideal weight, which would be like 120, 125. And he was like, oh, my gosh, you'll look anorexic. You'll look sick. And I'm like, no, I won't. Because, I mean, I'm not tall. So I'm not very much taller than I was when I used to be that size. Of course, I was in high school. But still, I did look dang on good.
And you remember, yeah, you remember the looks you used to get? Your big ass and no waist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could try on clothes. I mean, I could buy clothes and didn't have to try them on. But anyway, yes, let's please get into the news. I don't want to hear about weight right this second.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hurt no feelings out there. That's
oh,
why.
No, I'm not hurt at all.
I know. In the news. There's some people that hurt, though. I'm getting my mailbox and I'm lit up. So I'm in the news. Let me get on somebody else with your host, Thomas. Me.
Wow.
Meet Beyonce's new baby brother. Did you hear about this?
I did not.
check it out. The test results are in.
Oh.
And Matthew knows you
mm-hmm.
are the father. A DNA test has confirmed that Matthew Knowles is the father of Alexandria, which is a good name, by the way. Alexandria Wright's new baby boy. She filed paternity suit back in October when she was 6 months pregnant, and Knowles was temporarily ordered to pay $8,200 in monthly child support. Now, according to TMZ, the DNA report was a match, and attorneys for Knowles and Wright are setting up the final stages of negotiating a settlement for the child support. Beyonce's mom, Tina Knowles, filed for divorce last December as this all hit the fan. I always tell people, it's hard for a man with money to not cheat. Women have been saying no since y'all was 14. Y'all know how to say no. Every day you walk out, somebody's trying to screw you. Every day I walk out, somebody's trying to screw me over, but they ain't trying to screw me. Nobody's really offering me sex like that. I don't wake up and somebody just throw it and say, hey, why don't you come get it?
Give me a break, but keep going.
Okay, they do. Okay, they do, but it's still different. Only power has brought a lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, that's all it is. You look good to one woman. If you look good to one woman, you look good to a few. If you don't look good to one woman, you don't look good to the rest of them. Women roll in packs.
Oh, Well, I mean, go ahead, because I do have a story. The story that I want to tell is about, you know, a guy who had fame. And go ahead, I'm listening though.
Oh, you have a new? You have news?
I said I had some news. Yeah.
But then, hold up. Why don't you do it? Say it. Say it.
In the news with your co-host Renny, aka Monday.
Go ahead, girl. Tell them your news.
NBA player says he had sex with 90 women per month. Did you hear about that?
Oh, you talking about Will Chandler?
No. No, no. Winston
Go ahead.
Bennett. Mm-hmm. Winston Bennett was an NBA player, former coach, and star for the Kentucky Wildcats. Now, this story, just so you know, it is written in the first person, so I'm going to read it as it's written. Well, basically, I'll skip that part. In a recent ESPN interview, Bennett admitted to having sex with roughly 90 women per month mercy, before he got married and half that many after his wedding.
I mean, really?
Mm-hmm. I knew that you would love this story, so I've been holding on to it. Bennett said that he would meet women nearly everywhere, malls, restaurants, let's not forget prostitutes, massage parlors. He spent a chunk of his time occupied with sex. He says, I spent a great deal of time either having sex, cruising for sex, calling for sex, looking for sex, Bennett told ESPN. He also claims that he very seldom used protection. Comforting. Bennett claims that the NBA lifestyle gave him unbelievable access to women.
Thank
One
you.
Was never enough, he said. Three or four in a day was very typical for me. Now, I have to pause just for a moment because I'm wanting to find the man that can do it four times in a day. But keep going. Okay.
Hold on. Let me stop you. Hold on. No. I can tell you. Just from
okay.
my college days and hell now, I have done it recently.
Okay. All
five
right. Let me keep,
different.
I'm going to keep going with my story.
Different
While
women in one day.
This may also sound
and
like a
work.
All right. While
and
this
a flat tire.
While this
and
may also
a child that had fell out of a tree, and I took him to Grady because he broke his arm.
Okay. While this may also sound like a hero bragging about his conquered territory, the story doesn't have a happy ending. Bennett had sex with a woman the day after he got married and gave his wife two sexually transmitted diseases. Also, the fact that he had sex with thousands of women without protection means that he has infected quite a few women in his life. To make matters worse, there are thousands of Winston Bennetts in the world that you will never hear about. Sex is not to be taken this lightly. While I am certainly not one to judge the sexual habits of Winston Bennett or anyone else, perhaps there is a lesson to be learned. I spent many days working in the Wildcat Lodge, which is the dorm that housed the basketball players at the University of Kentucky, where Bennett once played as a college superstar. And I would see one beautiful woman after another dragging her purse up the steps of the dorm, only to see her coming back down in the middle of the night with her hair in a complete mess. Some of the players would have multiple women coming to their room in one night, and the women almost always thought that they were the one that the athlete was going to choose to marry or date exclusively. But then again, maybe some of them didn't. What's most interesting is that many of the women who did end up with the prize of marriage to a professional athlete found out years later that they were actually the loser in the lottery. Some have found that marrying an irresponsible man with millions of dollars, a massive ego, too much temptation, and very little sexual discipline was a recipe for disaster. Perhaps Elin, you know, the wife of Tiger Woods, has some interesting stories to tell. In the age of AIDS, we have to be careful. Sex is a beautiful process, and it is meant to be enjoyed at some point in our lives. There's nothing wrong, though, with being cautious and making choices in moderation. The Winston Bennett story is just one piece of a great national tragedy and an even bigger piece of the sexual challenges of the African-American community. We've got to do better than this. I just wanted to help out people.
It's not an African-American problem, although, I mean, any white athlete had the same problem.
Right, but like I said, you know, I was reading it. It was, you know, the person was, it was from his vantage point, but.
Well, first off, Killjoy. just really ruin the news. Let me.
No, I got stuff to make it better, though. I do. I have something that you.
I ain't got time for that. We got 5 damn minutes. Five minutes, Doug and Fresh, your own.
I didn't do news on Monday. I don't remember.
Well, that don't matter. That is not how this works.
I know.
This ain't anything you can do. I can do better. Anything you can do, I can do. Yes, I can. No, you can't. Yes, I can. No, you can't. In the news, a man kidnaps children and leads police on a high-speed chase before killing himself. Did you hear about this?
I didn't.
Well, Mr. Willie Scott Jr. took his child and two stepchildren from their mother's home and led police on a high-speed chase through Swainsboro into Emmanuel County today, and then he shot himself. Good. Scott, 41, took the children around 1 in the morning, police said, and he called his mother threatening to harm the kids, and she called the police, who issued an Amber Alert. About 20 minutes later, they realized he did not have a child named Amber.
Oh, my God.
The mother called the police saying that Scott was in his home at Oak Grove in the community. Sheriff deputies and other law enforcement officers headed to the neighborhood and saw Scott driving away from the residence. The three children were in the car with him, and officers began following Scott, who had a gun, and began firing it out the window at the police cruisers. Scott took police down Bronson Cemetery. Wow. Road. Then they went back up Brantley Newton. Scott drove along Grove Road. Then the car was stopped. Officers said they heard a single gunshot from inside in the car, and the car rolled into a ditch. The children were not hurt and were returned to their mothers.
Mm.
Are you sleeping with the enemy? Are you? You sleeping with him? I'm just saying, Scott was real pissed off. Scott was pretty mad. And when you take the kids that ain't your – and see, that's why I was saying good he shot himself and not them kids. Because typically, like a case that happened in Birmingham, this man went in, took his child, but shot the other kid, the kids that she had with another man. It's not funny, but she killed them. I mean, he didn't kill his own because he had a tie to them.
Right.
It's hard dating a man when you got kids. I'm telling you now. A lot of black women don't seem to care. They let anybody get around a kid.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to watch out for these men, especially when you find out they got kids of their own that they ain't looking after, but you letting them look after yours?
Mm-mm.
How that makes sense. Anyway, another piece of news going on. Police identified. I saw this news before we did the Monday show, but I didn't want to talk about it because it was too short. But police have identified a dismembered body that was found in a vacant lot Monday. You hear about that?
I didn't.
All right. Police identified this woman who was headless and handless.
Wow.
In West Atlanta, Miss Linda Samantha Merrick, who was 44 years old, is said to be
white.
A woman found. No. Hold on. It's said to be the woman found in the vacant lot on Elm Street. Now, that ain't funny. Yeah, that's what I wanted to say. This ain't funny, but damn.
Oh.
You is kind of expect to find a few bodies that have been cut up on Elm Street. That should be a shock.
Mm.
But
okay.
It was found on Elm Street, and, you know, they found the money, but they didn't know who they were. So it was very short because, you know, they didn't know who she was at all, but now they know. And they described the woman as weighing about 110 pounds, surgical scar on her left.
What part was weighing 110 pounds? The part without the head and the hands?
Yeah, I guess that's what they had left, but that's why they said about. I guess your head weighed 10 pounds. We all know that from watching Jerry Maguire.
Uh-oh. Keep going.
So the head weighs 10 pounds. Your hands, I don't think they weigh probably both of them together may weigh about 5 pounds. I don't know how heavy hands are.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know how heavy hands are when they're not attached. But anyway, they said that, you know, she'd been listed as a missing person anyway. So they found her pretty quick. But, again, you know why somebody would cut your head and hands off, right?
That's personal. That's personal.
No, they don't want you to be identified. That damn CSI and shit like that on
TV.
Yeah,
but I'm saying... That got to be personal. I mean, are they going to tell you some
more? No. He killed you personally, but he didn't want to get caught.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And if he takes this stuff with him, they're starting to do that. You remember the white guy who killed the model? Remember what he did?
Yeah.
He cut her fingertips off and then took her teeth out and burned her.
Yeah, I remember that.
It's because of these shows that's telling these people this how you can get away with it. Seriously.
Right. I know. I agree.
So the fact that they found this woman and hopefully they can find the dude, but they was like, she was a great mother and grandmother. And I paused for a second.
Ooh.
So let me tell you. So then we'll play name this race. What race do you think this woman was?
White.
She was a mother and grandmother at the age of 44 years old. Who normally do that?
Oh, sorry. Well, she lived in a trailer park. But, no, she was black.
Yeah, she was a black woman. She's a beautiful, I keep wanting to say older, but 44 ain't old no more. We need to stop. Black folks, when we hit 30, we start thinking folks old. Because we know we ain't taking care of ourselves, so we want an excuse for looking bad.
Oh, no.
We do. I'm 400 pounds, but girl, you should have seen me when I was in my 20s. But you're 30 now? Yeah, I was hell in my 20s. It's a mess with me, you saying. I stand in there, still get that. This didn't hit you with that. I still look good. I don't have no problem. I don't have no problem getting a man. Yeah, but you got three kids by three different dudes, and you're single. How do you mean you don't have no problem getting a man? Right. You don't have a problem. You do have a problem keeping one then. Damn. Quit telling me you don't have a problem getting no man. You don't have one.
Mm-mm.
Damn.
Almost
anyway.
Time for this topic.
Yeah, let me get one more. There was a stripper stabbed in a fight. In a Southwest Atlanta club. Police have arrested a woman believed in what has been identified as a stabbing at a Southwest Atlanta entertainment club Wednesday night. Patrice Lampley, 24, was taken into custody and charged with aggravated assault. The incident occurred in the Candy Shop Club at 3500 block of Empire Boulevard. According to police dispatchers, four or five strippers were involved in the fight at 4 a.m. One woman was taken to custody at Grady Memorial with stab wounds to the chest and the stomach. But then they realized those were prior stab wounds.
Oh, see?
They had a hard time making out the old stab wounds from the new ones.
Oh.
That's messed up. The strippers just get the... When strippers gone wild. Oh, and I read about that Terry Schiavo, how they did the thing with Fox, and the brother talking about they need to cancel Family Guy. People need to kill me, acting like it's okay to joke. Listen,
did you
Terry
say people
Schiavo,
need to kill you?
No, they probably do. But I was going to say people need to stop, and then I was going to say they kill me, but then, you know, all that shit just went together, and I said people need to kill me. People need to stop, comma, because they kill me, comma, by... By what they doing, which is Family Guy has been on for years, making fun of everyone. Terry Schiavo brother has not said a damn word. They say something about your sister, now you want the show canceled.
See,
you can tell I'm a real fair person, honestly, by the way I argue stuff. I'm probably the only person in the world that I've ever heard argue the fair point, not the what's right or wrong, but or not the what hurts your feelings or not, but what's fair.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have never protested the jokes, it's just like a friend of mine, my lame-ass friends I went to college with, used to laugh every time I would make a joke or a song about somebody else. I made a song about them. They couldn't stand me no more. How does that make sense? That's just wrong. And then went to everybody else and told them, we need to stop being his friend because he makes songs. Y'all used to laugh at him. So what you're saying is it's okay for me to make jokes about everybody else but Terry Schiavo. Because Terry Schiavo, shut up. That's all I'm going to say. Terry Schiavo and the brother need to shut up. Well, Terry Schiavo ain't saying that.
Oh.
But the brother need to shut up. Because you wasn't saying nothing when they be making fun of black folks, Jews, and all that stuff. You never spoke up. They've been doing this for years. It became one of the most popular shows on TV, and I never heard Terry Schiavo brother say they need to cut it off. When they make fun of Michael Vick fighting the dogs, they don't cut it off. When they make fun of everything they want to, nobody asked for it to cut off. But as soon as they make fun of Sarah Palin's messed up child, or oh, we got to do something.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why were you weren't trying to do nothing before this?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, this is Your World, My Views, and I want to say one more thing before we go to break. Warren Sapp has been cleared of all charges. Warren Sapp, who works for the NFL Network and used, was on the Dancing with the Stars.
I'm sorry. Every time you say that, I think of Marvin Sapp. Keep going. I'm like, dang, he's a gospel singer. Keep going.
Anyway, he was cleared because it was what we were talking about. Women and children have too easy of a time throwing this one word out, rape or assault.
Right.
Too damn easy. It's too many people that have their lives ruined over lies.
That's true. Warren
Sapp got taken off TV. He got arrested, number one, and missed the Super Bowl. Got taken off TV where they wouldn't let him announce for the TV because he worked for NFL Network. Because, of course, they didn't know what was going on, so it was best for him to take him off the air.
Right.
All this for nothing.
That's messed up. And I bet you he doesn't at least get an apology.
Even then, they still going to look at him wrong.
I know, but I'm just saying, you know.
Right. Every time people don't go to jail for whatever it is, you know how we still look at them? Let me tell you what we do. We still sit and say, oh, it just got off because he had money and a good lawyer, and they just didn't have the evidence. He probably did something.
Mm-hmm.
We never just say, this probably was lying. And that's
right.
A sad thing because men have to go through this mess so much. Anyway, let me stop. This is Your World, My Views. Today we're going to be talking about real versus fake, and we want you guys to call in at 347-989 because we want to discuss the idea of what you have. Is it good enough? And if not, what you do to alter it? And when does it come to a point where you have altered it so much that the real you have gotten lost behind the fake you? This is Your World, My Views. Again, the number is 347-989-8310. Call to talk right now. Press 1 to hear me and Renee. We're going to go to a commercial break, and we will be... What? Shut up.
You said...
I did not say Shakira. You just wish I did. This
you
is Your World.
You said press 1 to hear us.
To hear us.
That's what you said.
Right, to hear us. If they press 1, they hear us. Shut up!
I have a structured settlement and I need cash now.
Call J.D. Wentworth, 877-CASH-NOW.
I have an annuity, but I need cash now.
Call J.D. Wentworth, 877-CASH-NOW.
They have thousands, they'll help you too.
What lump sum of cash?
Long-term payments, but you need cash now.
Call J.D. Wentworth, 877-CASH-NOW. 877-CASH-NOW.
877-CASH-NOW.
877-CASH-NOW.
It's your money. Use it when you need it.
Call J.D. Wentworth, 877-CASH-NOW.
The five-buck box, it rocks, it rocks. It rocks for a meal with lots and lots. It rocks for a jock, it rocks for a fox. It rocks blocking shots on guys with dreadlocks.
What comes in this box that rocks?
A cheesy gordita, crunch to much.
We are the cheeseburger industry.
A crunchy taco and cinnamon twist?
Both on the list, and wait, let me think. An ice cold drink. That is lots and lots in just one box. It is only $5, and that's why it rocks.
Tires all flat and junk. Oh, did I do that?
Here, let me get my cellular out. Call your wrecker. Oh, shoot. I got no phone. Because I'm a pothole. So... Okay, bye.
accidents are bad. But GEICO's good with emergency road service.
Subway, home of the famous $5 footlong, like our fresh toasted black forest ham with cheese and our newest $5 footlong, the fresh delicious chicken pizziola. $5 footlongs, all day, every day.
Hello, everybody. We're back. This is Your World, My Views, and if you're listening right now online, thank you very much at www.yourworldmyviews.com. Click listen now if you're not here. And today we're going to be talking about real versus fake. How much is too damn much? When is the line just blurred to the point of where I don't know where you stop and your mascara begins? Renee Bishop?
Yeah.
I want to ask you, because this topic is kind of weird how we're approaching it. So I'll ask you for your opinion, because we know you're very good on the fly. Maybe on a fly. Maybe getting into a fly. But let me ask you, what do you think about this idea of real versus fake? Because I wanted to just, like, even the picture that I have, the picture I put up, the main picture, it's sad that they took this woman who is average in shape. Very average.
Right.
And they think it's curving her back to make her butt look just tasty. They
right.
made her legs. If you look at the picture, because I'm looking at it now, they even made her thighs look better. They made them look more muscular.
Right.
They made her stomach not look as fat.
Yeah.
And they made her breasts look bigger. Now, this
right.
is the picture put out with Atlanta in the background. They put the picture out. And they put it on a magazine, and your husband, your boyfriend, buys this magazine. And he looks at this woman and looks at you and says, man, I wish she could look like that. It's about time for me to cheat.
Mm-hmm.
These images that are out there, that's one example of real versus fake. That's how
right.
I want to do it. One, what you see on a magazine versus what you see in real life. Another example
okay.
is, this chick always has this weave in her hair to the point of, I don't know what her real hair looked like.
Right.
But I always feel it when we get in the bed because I try to rub her head and it feels like this
Ew.
Big trunk opens around the top of her head. That's the ugliest feeling, I'm sorry, but if people leave in their hair, I don't know, it might look good or whatever. Most of the time it don't because they don't have the money to maintain it right.
Mm-hmm.
So it don't look, but it's still better than a wig. I seen a chick with a wig on the day on Cheetahs and I was like, and she wondering why she got cheated on. I mean, you really wonder why you got cheated on. You got that toe-up wig on your head. And I just want to go into this part of it. Black women, if you my color, stop getting blonde wigs on your head.
Oh.
Stop getting blonde wigs in your hair.
Or that purple one. It's like
yes,
a raspberry color.
Yes. I mean, black women, y'all just doing too much. It's a lot that y'all doing, and most of it is in college. But let me ask you, what do you think about this idea, about the way that we're trying to approach it? What are your thoughts on when it gets to be too much? Like, you know, the cat lady, she
right.
just is a servant.
Well, I think many different things about it. And, you know, I was reflecting on it for the past week or so because, for example, I was 10 years old when I got a perm for the very first time. And that was controversial because my sister did it and I did not live with my sister. And once I went back home, you know, they were upset because they felt that I was too young. Of course, now, shoot, you darn near perm 2-year-olds here. But I'm not big on fake. I'm really... more on the side of what you see is what you get. Now, that can be taken wrong. I don't mean what you see is what you get, like, hey, I'm going to wake up and here I am, just take it or leave it. But I just feel that I don't like makeup. I don't like seeing people with it. Many people. Some people, it can look enhanced and it can look classy. Most people that I see, there's a line that stops at their neck, and it's kind of like, you know, is it perforated? Do you cut them right there? Or they have exaggeration with their makeup. And to me, there's nothing cute or sexy about that. I think it looks ridiculous, but you're afraid to admit it to yourself. And unfortunately, like you talk about big people or people that wear the wrong clothes, your friends are not telling you the honest-to-goodness truth either. People wear glittery stuff and metallic stuff. It just looks absurd. And as far as the hair, oh, that's a hot mess too. The wigs, the weaves, the tracks. I can't deal with it personally. You know, or fake nails. Sometimes those get to be ridiculous looking, and they hide
when
your
they
nails
have a fucking,
anyway.
Wait a minute. When they have the damn the American flag on one fingernail, Prince Piano on the other fingernail. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
How are you gonna have all five of your fingers have different things that just clash in color, and they so long that you could type on your keyboard from your living room table? And the keyboard is in the kitchen. It is too much.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, have you ever put the fake nails on?
A long, long time ago. I was probably at the late end of my high school years when I've had fake nails. But I can grow my own nails, you know, successfully. So I don't have, you know, there's no need for me to have nails, fake nails. I did one time... when we're talking about hair, I did a few years ago want to get a weave only because I just did not. I felt like, oh, I can get that, and it's less maintenance. I can get up and go. And, you know, everybody was like, Renee, you have hair. You don't need to have a weave. So other than that, you know, and I probably wouldn't have gotten it realistically, but no, to answer your question. No, I haven't had them in a long, long time.
Well, when I was in matrimonial bliss, my significant other had very thin hair, like a white woman. So she could do whatever she wanted with her hair.
Mm-hmm.
But she used to get, like, weave. But she put it in, like, for a week, take it out, go back to wearing her natural hair because she was an RN as well. And there were times where, like you just said, she didn't like doing her hair. But I didn't mind. Because she looked nice with the weave. She looked nice without it. She used to wear this one wig that used to make her hair look short. But she'd only wear that if we were going somewhere, and it worked with her outfit, if that made sense.
Mm-hmm.
And it looked like it was her hair. It's like when you see people on the TV show and it looked like that's their hair, and you come to find out it's not theirs. I don't mind you doing it every now and again, and you take it off when we get home. It's like you put on long eyelashes to go with your dress while we go into the function. You take it off, you still look good when we get home.
Right.
That kind of stuff just doesn't bother me. But we were having a discussion, and I'm going to see where you fall in on this. I'm sure you remember it on my page where we were having a discussion, the difference between fake breasts and a water bra. And I kept trying to tell the women, there is a damn difference between fake breasts and a water bra. She was like, no, it's not the same. They're both fooling you. Where do you fall on that? Do you want me to explain it first, or do you want to tell me where you fall on it and then me to try to go off on you if you don't think the same way as I do?
Well, explain it a little bit. Explain the water bra, just that.
Okay, water bra is this thing that has what they call chicken cutlets in it. It's supposed to feel a little bit like the stuff that's inside on a breast implant, but you just stick it inside this bra, and it can move you up from A cup to a C cup.
Okay.
And it looks like you have a C cup. So we're out in public, and I meet you at the bar, and I like titties, and you got a C cup.
Okay.
I see them. What do you think about the difference between that, the chicken cutlets, and the fact that you have breast implants? Do you think they are the same, or do you see a difference?
I see a difference. However, I don't like either one of them. The differences that I see are that the fake breasts are permanent. the chicken cutlets, when I'm having sex with you, they come off. The problem that I have, period, with all of these things is, I mean, and I'm certainly, you know, a female, but
no.
They're deceptive. Anyway, just like
fake breasts are not deceiving me. They're real.
I'm not talking about that. I'm just saying overall, okay, let's put the fake breasts. I'm going to put an asterisk next to those right this second. But everything else, pretty much, it's not you. So, for example, I have a coworker. She's got a weave right now, which really needs help. she's got fake eyelashes. And when she met who is now her boyfriend, I think she had a conversation with him about something, I think about her eyelashes. And he told her, you know, I would really like to see your regular eyelashes. And she was like, well, they're really, you know, short now, because she had been wearing the false eyelashes so long, and she pulled them off wrong or whatever. I don't know much about that. But it took her real eyelashes off. But my point, if I was a man, I would hate to be in that situation, because it's like, I want to know the real you. And let me decide, I mean, well, even though you have a level of a decision, you can certainly encourage your girlfriend to say, well, you know, maybe this could help. But you can also say, I like you just the way that you are. You don't need all this extra garbage added. Now, as far as the fake breasts, yes, you know, they are permanent, so those are a part of you. They're not deceptive. But to me, I still think that I wouldn't do it.
Yeah, and see, I feel you. And one of the people inside of the chat said that that if you do fill-ins in your hair, which are weaves, but just fill in it. You got long hair, but you want to fill it in because your hair looks a little thin.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. And I'm with her. Because number one, you're saying your hair is this long. It's just not that full. And number two, I think there's a difference between the time in which people do it. Meaning, if you're doing this stuff and you're my girl and I've already seen what you look like.
Right.
But when you go to the company function, you want to make it look like them saggy breasts that you got don't sag as much. So you wet it, draw it, pull it up. Or you want to make it look like that your skin don't have as many craters as it does have in it. You put the makeup on it. I'm with that. I want you to look better when you get out there in front of them. I'm cool with that.
Mm-hmm.
But when I meet you, if I meet you because I'm like, wow, she got flawless skin and this long, thick hair.
Right.
And you don't have it, and I'm like, wow, she got these big old breasts. And I get home and you don't have them, that's not fair.
Yeah.
That's deceptive. And
but
then,
that's unfortunately, that goes with the vein of our society where the line of truth. We don't have that. We don't want to be truthful about ourselves. And sometimes you just have to be. You first have to acknowledge yourself to yourself before you can share it with other people. And you have to be comfortable. There are lots of things about my own self I can honestly say I'm not 100% comfortable with. But I won't deceive you into thinking that I'm something that I'm not, or I look way different than I do. Now, if you can't accept how I am right now, that's more on you than it is on me. But I'd rather you say, okay, you know, I can deal with her right now, and then when I get better looking or whatever, then that's a plus. But I mean, I'm just saying, you know, because people sometimes they have unrealistic expectations of one another, of their mates. There are women that get up early before even their husband. So they've been together a minute, but they'll get up early just to put their makeup on and all this other stuff. That's ridiculous.
All right,
and it may not even take it for him. You know, he may not need all of that.
Exactly. The number to call in, guys, is 347-989-8310 if you want to talk about the topic. This is Your World, My Views. I'm going to answer one phone call before I go into what I want to talk about. Which is my take on this whole issue. And let me answer this line. It is 770-987. I think it is I think it's my friend, my ace boon coon. Is this Jay?
Yeah, what's up?
Hey girl, what's going on?
Nothing much. Very, very good topic. Man, this is a good topic. I used to be like you, Renee, you know, all natural. I'm content and happy and accepting of self. until I had a child and until, you know, I started aging and I saw things changing. And I was like, wow, ooh, I don't look the way I used to look.
Mm-hmm.
And I started becoming more self-conscious. And as I got older, I guess the way, you know, I was raised around people who, you know, they gave support and praise. I felt comfortable with the way that I looked. But as I got older and I got out there and the competition between, you know, other women and competing for the attention of men and dating and
mm-hmm.
just seeing
mm-hmm.
images on television,
mm-hmm.
you do strive for perfection or you strive to stand out and be noticed. I don't
right.
see anything wrong. I don't see anything wrong with enhancing your look. I don't see anything wrong with enhancing your look to make yourself feel better. I think it is all about self-image and self-esteem. I don't think that it should be looked at as deceptive.
Why
I really
would you
don't.
Say that when you're saying
okay.
that you're trying to compete with somebody? You said it yourself. You said it's just like resumes. People understand that there are lies on resumes. But if a company finds out that you lied to the point of where it's something that they needed you to do and you couldn't do, oh, they'll fire you.
Yes, they will.
So if you tell me, if you walk around with this water bra and look like you got a C-cup on, and Jay, you about, what, 4'11", right?
Yep.
So a C-cup on you would look fantastic. But you got this bra on, and you look like you got this nice full C close to a D-cup on all that muscular frame, and I'm watering at the mouth, can't wait to get you home, and you take this thing off.
And
that's not fair.
It isn't fair. No, it is. That's not fair. But
it made you look good when you was in your clothes.
But there's no but.
Yeah, there's no but because it made you look good in your clothes and it attracted me. It made me say, aha, I got to get her home because not only is she in shape, she got them nice legs, that nice butt, and look at them breasts.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you get home, you got everything but those, which were the first thing that attracted me.
And then the thing, too, with that is you're going to have to now upkeep. That's the thing. Whatever it is that you sell out there, you have to find a way to maintain that. So if
and
those
women
C-cups,
don't mind doing it.
Yeah, but
well,
you can't maintain that one, though. You can't maintain that one unless you constantly let me not grab them, constantly wear a shirt while we having
mm-hmm.
sex, and talk me into not looking.
Mm-hmm. I feel you. But also, too, I wanted to make a comment on, you know, Renee, you made the statement that, oh, if I were a man, you know, I wouldn't be down for that. See, that's the thing. We're not men. I don't think men mind at all if you have enhancements, fake nails, eyelashes, hair, boobs, water bra. I don't think body magic. I don't think men care as long as you look good.
We do
this
care
is from
if
my
it's what we meant before. Now, I'm a man. Hold on. I'm a man. We care if it's what you did to get us. We don't care if it's what you're doing while you're with us to enhance yourself. You don't mind your man if you know he bald, but every time he go to your company function, or he, you know, he got the horseshoe on the top of his head, but every time y'all go to the company function, he shave his hair bald so he look good. And all your friends go, like, oh, he look good. But, you know, when that hair start growing back in, he's not going to be as handsome. But because he your man and you at home, you don't mind because you know what his head look like. But it's not cool if he had this say if he met you and he had this hair piece on, and it looked like he had a great full head of hair. And you got him home, and he took it off, and he lost 12 years on his age as soon as he took it off. How cool would you think that was?
I understand.
So, I mean, men like the enhancements. If I'm with you and I already know you got A-cups, and you walk around with this C-cup water bra on and we go to my company function, I don't mind. They shouldn't be trying to grab your breasts or find out if they're real. I know what I'm going home to, so I don't mind. But, again, if I met you at the bar and I don't know you got a small chest and you fooled me, that's not cool. And what women don't understand is, like you said, we're not men. We don't know if men like – some men don't care. Here's your problem. Men generally don't care. And we show that to you when we start cheating and we walk away from you, that we don't care. So just because your man didn't say nothing about it, or because he go around and I'm not going to say nothing if I've been sleeping with you and I found out you're not a C-cup anymore. I know Kizil keeps sleeping with you. But I am going to say, that's kind of messed up. You got me. And as soon as I get something that actually is real, I'm walking.
Right.
Can you see that?
I understand. I do.
Okay. Well, I like your take, though, on the idea of, and thank you for calling.
Yeah.
I like your take on the idea that women do the enhancements. I am with her on that. As far as women doing enhancements, I don't mind. I don't mind if I know you have a lot of, if you got chocolate chips in your face, but when you go out in public, you hide that because you're with me. It's for me. It should be, right? Isn't that why you're doing it? It's for me. I already know what you have, but I want to feel better about the person I'm out in public with. I want to feel better about the fact that you got a little gut, but you got a nice butt. So you put the body magic on, look like you got a flat stomach. Well, I go to sleep with the gut every night, and I'm fine with it. But it sure make me feel more like a man when we go out in public and people think, man, your girl got that big old butt and no stomach.
Mm-hmm.
So people are getting it confused with the idea of what you do to keep your man while you have him and what you do to get your man beforehand.
Right.
Women can deal with a lot when they know it. Women are the same as men. Y'all can deal with a lot when you know it up front. Y'all don't mind helping a man hide that. If you know up front he don't have a job, you don't mind having him look like he do have a job when you hang around your friends, right?
Right.
But it pissed you off if you thought he had a job and you found out he didn't.
Ooh.
I mean, one of the things that was attractive to you about him was he was always working, girl. He always at work. I'm going to date him. I love a hard working man. Not that you wanted my money. You just like the fact that it looked like I was always working.
Right.
And then you find out I was playing. I just knew it would make you look better. I knew it would make you like me more. See, women, it goes back to everything I said. People always understand stuff until it happens to them. Then when it happens to them, it don't make no damn sense. Why would you do that?
Right, you're right.
And then the question is this, Renee. When does the real you get lost behind that? And what this means to me is, and then you can tell me what it means to you, I dated a chick, and this shit used to bother me. When I was with the chick that had the hair like the white chick, when we say, I'd say, baby, let's go to the store and get some cookies. She would put on a pair of shorts, a sweater, and we'd go to the store and get some cookies. And she still looked good.
Right.
Then I dated another chick who I said, let's go to the store and get some cookies. 20 minutes later, we finally walking out the house because she done had to do her hair. She done had to get on her nice, tight-fitting clothes. She done had to get on her nice shoes and boots. She done had to put on her nice shirt. She done had to put a little makeup on, a little lipstick on, when literally that is who she is. And just to the point, like you said, she ain't doing that for me.
No, she's not.
Because I like her the way she is, and I just wanted some damn cookies.
Right.
That's the part that bothers me, in the point where you get lost behind your features when you are the makeup. When you can't go out if somebody stole your Mac, your little Mac container.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
How do you feel about that? And have you witnessed any people who were like that, where you didn't know the real them because you'd never seen them without weed. You never seen them without makeup.
Yeah. Well, the funny thing is, you know, the coworker of mine, for example, when I interviewed at my job, we bumped into each other, and her hair was a cute small fro. And now, I mean, I haven't seen that small fro since I've started working there. I've seen braids and I've seen this weave, more the weave than anything else. But I have seen people, like you said, and you just don't ever know what in the world, what you're going to get or what they have. And it's sad when you do have to be the person that has to wait. Okay, you can't, we're just running up to the gas station. I mean, I promise you, you don't even have to get out the car. But do you really need to put on all this and all that and all that, you know, just to go get gas? I don't know. It's disturbing, though.
Do you think it has something to do with it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was about to say, do you think it has something to do with insecurities that person has when they have to have certain things before they even get out?
Oh, beyond the shadow of a doubt. I mean, I know for myself, there are times that I've said, I'm going to just run up to the store and, you know, maybe wear some sweats or something, you know, that maybe not my best T-shirt. And then I get out and I'm like, dang, I should have worn a better T-shirt. But I'm not to the extent that I'm saying, oh, I need to, you know, because it is whatever it is. You know, this is the bottom line. You have to accept yourself first before anybody else can accept you.
It was said that you got these brothers that sit all day in the strip club with a business suit on. but he right. You got brothers that will sit there and they sitting in the club with a strip with a business suit on, and that damn business suit is crisp. He save up enough money every week to make sure that thing in the cleaners. And he looked good. And he's sitting in the back, and the ladies will sit there and think, it's a little bit of their fault now because they think he got money by the way he got that suit on. But
right,
they will assume, well, at least he worked. Look at him. He got this suit on. But that's just what he wear to the drill club because he know y'all looking for a man with money, so why not fool you? You know that men at the strip at the club looking for a woman with breasts. So what you do is you put on this water bra to look like you have breasts. That's not cool.
And
one of the ladies in chat brought up the booty pop and the body magic. Thank you very much. These things, when the commercial says every woman loves to have that little lift in their jeans, that little unmistakable curve that just gets men's attention. Now you can have it with the booty pop. Wait a minute. But you don't have it.
Buy the right jeans too.
Well, my thing is, you don't have it though. You have a flat ass. Your ass look like this wall, and I can't. You ever tried? It's like I seen a woman whose ass was so flat that she went to court and said that a man at her job had been harassing her, and they asked what did he do, and she said.
No,
seriously, they asked, they said, well, ma'am, what did he do? And she said, well, he grabbed my ass while we was at work. And the defense team asked her to get in front of the jury, and they asked her to turn around. And she didn't have no ass. And the defense attorney said, Your Honor, I'd like to bring her ass into evidence. On the defense. And she said, and then he brought out a piece of plywood. And he asked the people in the jury to pass it around and to try and grab it. And none of the people could grab it. And the judge threw out the case for lack of evidence. Case dismissed. Ma'am, it is impossible to grab your ass. It has just been proven that it's physically impossible for your ass to have been grabbed. He could have rubbed it, but he could not have grabbed it. Case dismissed. But you're going to have an ass as flat as Phoebe on Friends, and the next thing you know, you don't put on booty pop magic, or whatever it's called. And now it looks like you got a nice little curve, and you at the club just bouncing and shaking it. And first off, let me tell you what that booty pop won't do. One, it won't bounce. So everywhere you move, your ass has went with it. Well, either you have the most muscular ass in history, or I've just realized that you have the booty pop on. But say you fooled me because you got a nice pair of stiff iron jeans. So I think maybe it's just not moving because the pants is really stiff. But for the woman who was trying to tell me that booty pop is the same as breast implants or butt implants, let me tell you the difference. When I get this woman home and she take off her pants and them granny panties is there with that thing in the back of it, because that's how they look like. They're granny panties, but they got to hold on to your body and not move. And they just got these two pieces of silicone in the back. So there's no way you can get around me still doing stuff with you with this thing on. You have to turn it off. So all night, I was looking forward to hitting it from the back.
Oh.
And you took that off. But you don't call me shallow, because that's what women do. When you don't like them physically, you become shallow.
Right.
Men never call women shallow because they don't like us because we ugly. Hell, we understand. That's why we get some money. I am not that damn cute. I don't even like looking in the mirror myself. Hence, let me get some money. That's what men do. Biggie Smalls made a song talking about how black and ugly he was.
Yeah.
We don't lie like that, but Gabrielle Sibide, or whatever her name, still tell you how beautiful she is.
Right, right.
Big Monique still tell you how pretty she is, and then you'll have people talk. Why you always got to tell fat people they pretty in the face? Is this a damn rule? Seriously, is it a rule that black people call fat people pretty in the face? No, I think that's all people, though. all people say that fat people are pretty in the face, and for some reason we think they got a fake personality. I know some fat people with horrible personalities. Matter of fact, most of the rudest people I know are fat. Seriously. Every time you see me get into a fight or argument on my page, who is it usually? Somebody ugly and fat.
Oh, buddy.
Pretty woman ain't got time to argue like that. I'm just telling. But the fact that you got these things, that booty pop, you have to take it off. And now you have no butt. And now I got to figure out something else to do with you, because my whole plan was to do one thing with you that whole night.
Oh, shoot.
Let me figure something out.
The question with that is, too, now that you've seen the real them, are you shallow or a jerk because you don't want it?
Exactly. That's what you be called. Mm-hmm. You be called shallow and a jerk because you don't want it.
Right.
But that was what she knew she was putting on to help garner your attention. How fair is that?
Right.
It's not like you did it to get your girlfriends to look at you, because your girls know you don't have no ass. They know it. They know you 6'2" with no ass. I mean, I'm not talking about anybody, but I'm just saying, they know you're 6'2" and you don't have any ass at all. But you're going to put on booty pop and make me think, wow, that big old girl got a lot of ass. Let me take her home. You don't have the ass. I had another to call me shallow if I say, you know what, I'm out. I could have had a V8.
Oh, my goodness.
It's not right.
It's not right.
So, I mean, it's like a man. What if he stood up there and said, you know what, I got this big old penis, and you rubbing it all day. Just, you can't wait to get that big thing in you. And he take it off.
Ooh. Ooh.
You get him home, and when he take off his pants, that came off too. So instead of them 8-9 inches you thought you were going to get, you got to deal with them 3-4 inches that he got left. And he's going to call you shallow if you no longer want to go through with it. Does that make sense?
Right.
It doesn't make sense, Renee. And we're going to go take a small break, and we're going to come back and finish the topic off. The number is 347-989-8310. We're going to, because we're way behind on the commercial. We're going to play the commercials and come right back. Well, we're going to finish talking about extreme fakeover, real versus fake. When should the line be drawn? This is Your World, My Views. I'm Thomas. That's Renee. We'll be right back.
Oh, no. Your tire's all flat and junk. Oh, did I do that? Here, let me get my cellular out. Call your wrecker. Oh, shoot. I got no phone. Because I'm a pothole. So, okay, bye.
Accidents are bad. But Geico's good with emergency road service.
I have a structured settlement and I need cash now.
Call J.D. Wentworth.
877-CASH-NOW. It's your money. Use it when you need it.
Call J.D. Wentworth. 877-CASH-NOW.
Hello, loyal following. Tommy Sotomayor here. And Your World, My Views would like to thank you guys for joining us these past few Mondays for our live broadcast. And we'd now like to inform you that we have moved, and starting this Monday and every Monday night, we'll be broadcasting live from the fabulous, the elegant Vino Libro, located downtown Atlanta off of Memorial Drive. That's right, the Vino Libro, the alternative neighborhood escape for the person who prefers comfort and relaxation over the crowded wine bars. That's right, your boy don't up.
scale. Your boy done upgraded. Seesaw, baby. You can find me and the rest of the Yo World My Views cast down at the Vino Libro, which is located at 933 Garrett Street, Atlanta, Georgia, 30316. You know what to do. Go to the info line and check it out. Come join us this Monday night and the rest of the Yo World My Views crowd, because we run this thing.
Check us out on the web at www.yourworldmyviews.com and check under the events tab to sign up for the cruise and more. Again, www.yourworldmyviews.com.
Last call. This is Your World, My Views. I'm Thomas, this is Renee, and this is the last 15 minutes of the show, Your World, My Views, and we are talking about Extreme Fake Over, real versus fake. Is there a line that should be drawn other than the one that's on your fake eyelashes and eyebrows? But you have cut your real eyebrows out and turned around and drew some more on. Where every time I see you, you look surprised. Damn, is everything I'm saying to you just shocking?
No, you just touching on some stuff there, boy. But I ain't gonna talk about folks.
No, and I'm saying that the woman with the fake eyelashes the eyebrows drawn on, when she turned around, everything it looked like I'm saying to her shocked the hell out of her.
Oh, yeah.
Man, it's sunny outside. She just got this big shock look on her face because her eyebrows have been drawn up to her. Up to the top of her brow to over to her temple. I love the old ones. You remember when black women used to want to look like they was Oriental? So they would draw the eyebrows back. looking like their daddy was Spock. I'm like, here's the smoking a rock. Ladies and gentlemen, again, the call in number is 347-989-8310. Renee, you think we should go to the lines?
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the lines. I'm going to answer the phone right now. I'm going to start with 813, and then we're going to go to 614.
Okay.
So 614
she fought real hard for her spot.
I know she did. Then we're going to go to 314. We're going to go to all y'all. If y'all want to talk, just press 1. We're going to talk to you. Go ahead. There's a lot of them on the line. I don't know if they're listening or what. But 813-446, you are on the air. Is this?
I feel so. Special.
Oh, you know I had to get you in. Yeah, I had to get you
on. I felt left out for a minute.
Oh. I know. I try my best to hit everybody, but sometimes I get tired.
Oh, God.
Man, I was upset. But I felt it when you mentioned the 6'2" with no backside. But it's all good. I'm going to let that slide.
Well,
I know how to get you.
But you don't wear booty pop, though. You like, look, you can deal with this 6'2" and
sure
this
don't.
Flat ass. If
sure
you want
do.
To. All right, but ain't no
sure
shock.
Do.
You don't get you home and be like, I had no idea.
No, I'm way too confident for that.
Definitely put on a pair of tight pants to let you know ain't nothing back there.
Nope. Here it is, take it or leave it. I got too many waiting in line.
Yeah, when it's tight on your hips and loose in the back, you know what's going on.
All right, we caught it the first time you said it.
But Tiffany, what do you think about this idea? Because we addressed it from two sides of it. We addressed it from the side of you fooled me to get me, or you fooled me afterwards. And we addressed it from the idea of what you're doing to enhance, as you saw that some of the people in the chat were talking about enhancements, which I don't have a problem with. Or when you have these things that is one of the callers who called in and said, well, basically, you just fooling the nigga. How do you feel about real versus fake and situations like that?
I think enhancements are fine. Just there is a limit. I mean, you can't have, you know, the A cup and then you got a C out of just nowhere. That just does not work. I don't care what they created and put in the store and slap the price tag on it. You need not buy it. But I know for me, there are certain tops that I wear that I want extra cleavage, although I'm a D cup. I like it to extra stick out. And I'm not fooling anybody. My tag still says D cup. It's just what they put in that D cup. So I'm really not fooling anybody. I'm making what I have look better.
Yeah, no,
so
you're bringing my attention to it. Because I used to feel different. But you're right. You're just bringing my attention to it. If you didn't know I had
exactly.
big titties, here they are. Because, you know, I done had a couple kids, and they laying down a little bit. They done went to sleep. You know, they go to sleep by 3 in the afternoon. They used to stay up until 10, 11 o'clock. Now they go to sleep a little early on, nigga. You know, you got to watch out for them. But I want you to know they still here. Even though they sleep, they still here. They just sleep.
Yeah,
so
I don't think that's a problem. I really don't. But there are times when I went, like, to Victoria's Secret and the lady asked me, I was looking for a top, like, to wear to work, undergarment to wear to work. And she said the only kind we have has padding or underwire. And I told her I don't need it. I mean, for certain things, you don't need stuff pushing stuff out.
Thanks.
I mean, that just makes no sense.
Especially if you try
and
to
for the
weeds,
you know how I feel about that. I love mine, so I ain't for comment on that. You can say what you want.
Yeah, but do you ever wear your real hair? Honestly.
Yeah. I do.
Often?
But I have shoulder length hair. That might not be for everybody. I do mine because I work out 5 days a week. I have kids, so it's very manageable. It's more manageable for me to wear extensions during certain times of the year than it is for me to wear my hair. It's easier.
You work out 5 days
of.
A week. Now, see, I'm going to tell you this about ladies.
Yeah.
I hear black women always telling me, I had a 200-pound woman tell me I work out every day. I'm like, on what? Now, here's the thing.
What?
When you work out that much, because I guess I'm spoiled. I'm used to seeing, like, athletic women. When they say they work out 3 times a week, you see it. They got a six-pack. The next woman tell me they work out that many damn days, they either better stop doing what they're doing or they better stop eating what they're eating when they get through working out. Because understandably, you can work your ass off. If you just eat all kind of mess, it ain't going to show. So a lot of you got to do both.
Exactly.
You got to work out and you got to do. So if you work out 5 days a week, actually, if you're not breaking that down to cardio and then muscular, that's not good either. So I hope you're breaking
it down.
Yes, I
am.
Okay,
I do.
Deal.
I do 45 minutes of cardio. I do 30 minutes of polyometrics or whatever it's called. And then I do another 45 minutes of just strict weight training. But it is what I eat. I'm not a good girl. I don't have the balance mentally yet. So I'm trying to get through the mental.
Well, I'm going to have to work that out with you because we got to get you a six-pack. Because we can get you a six-pack and get you to working out. The way you won't need no pop. And it's still like you got a nice ass. You won't be a lot, but you know how the white girls have, they don't have much ass, but you get them in a bathing suit and that little thing just a little round at the bottom. Just like, you know what I'm talking about. Like, hey, white girl got a nice little ass. I want to get you like that. When you're 6'2 and you put on the bathing suit, they say, oh, that girl got a nice little ass back there. Because you shave it up right.
Like, my little great.
No, you need ass muscles, though. See what black women need to understand? It don't need to be so soft where it just spread like butter. I don't need to be able to grab your ass and it just go wherever I want
to
go.
Now we have to meet Thomas' standards, the little waist, the big
bottom,
the big old boobs.
Let me tell you what happened. The last girl I dated, she was one of the girls I dated. I can't even remember the order name no more. It done got so bad.
I was going to say, you sure she's one of them? You might be listening.
But I got her to working out, and next thing you know, she had lost weight, but it looked like her, because she was scared she would lose her breasts and ass. When we got to working out, she did lose her breast and ass. But they look bigger because she lost her damn stomach. Black women, if you got to get stomach to get all the rest of that stuff, I don't think that's a good deal. It's not a good deal. I'm sorry. But I can get you to the point of where you once you start doing it, you will look at yourself and you'll be like, this shit is amazing. I love it. And you won't want to go back.
You volunteering to be my private trainer? Thomas,
yeah,
I'll
be your private trainer.
Somebody.
No, I train you, Tiffany.
In more ways than one.
Oh yeah, that's what you got. That's a part of the 5 minute cardio, the 2 minute drill at the end of each at the end of each segment. I got to
keep the end of each
drill.
Segment? Oh man, where do I sign up? I'm ready.
Well, Tiffany, thank you. Stay for the after show. We got a few full lines. I'm gonna try to get everybody to come in. I'm just gonna run through y'all and let y'all Thank you, darling. I'm going to let them have, like, 2 minutes of talk time. I'm going to see if I can let them jump in. I don't know if I can do it. I'm going to see if I can let my boy. I think this is Platinum Key, but is this Keith? I don't know if it is. 614-975. Who is this?
No, it is Keith. I'm calling from the I Can't Believe It's Not Ghetto phone.
I was about to say, Keith is actually calling from a phone where we can hear him.
Yeah, but I only got a couple of minutes, so it truly is a ghetto phone.
It's on the minute. Presidential Keith, he got 2 minutes before they cut him off, so we're going to do rapid fire right here. Presidential Keith, what do you think about real versus fake, this whole topic and how we've been addressing it?
I like somebody who's real, who doesn't need to put on a whole bunch of extra stuff to look good. I mean, I'm all for enhancement, but, you know, ladies and gentlemen, there is a limit. If I show up one night and you have on all the stuff that, you know, you look one way, and the next day I show up and I can't recognize you because all the stuff is gone, what was the point?
Exactly, exactly.
You know, I'll show you this story once. There was one time I was playing in this band, and we had a new drummer, right? And the new drummer brought his girl in, and she sang with the band for a minute. And I saw her that night, and she had on her hair, she had on her lashes, and she had her big fake breasts, and she had all kinds of other stuff on, and she was styling. And I was like, okay, hey, nice to meet you, blah, blah, blah. And then the next day, we all were driving up to another gig up in another town. So he drives up in his car, and I see this other girl in the car, and I'm like, hey, man, you played great last night. Who's this? Who's this? And she's like, Keith, it's me. I sang with your band last night. Now, she didn't have on any makeup. She didn't have her. About the only thing that was still the same from the previous night were her breast implants, but I didn't even know those were hers until she told me she was the same girl from the night before.
Wow. That is amazing. And he's right. And Keith is right. There have been a lot of men that have had that happen. I honestly woke up in the bed with a woman. She went to the, you know, I done got relaxed and went to the bathroom, cleaned off a bunch of shit, came back. I said, oh, my God, I have made a mistake. I'm telling you, it is the worst feeling in the world to know you have been fooled. Like, last night I was watching, and I don't know if you saw it, Keith, what I put up on my page. I was watching Tiny and Tanya, or Toya, whatever it is. I don't watch ghetto shows, I don't watch reality shows. But it came on, and I was turning past it, and I saw this chick with this huge ass. And I went on Google to find out who she was. How about I had been talking? Wait. Let me tell you how small the world is. How about she had added me on her page about 3 months ago? Had been trying to talk to me, like, get with me. And I didn't try to talk to her. And this woman's an entertainment lawyer. She's on my friends list. Had been trying to get at me, and I paid her no attention. Because on her pictures, she did not look good. On that show, she looked great. And I kept thinking, okay, the pictures you have on Facebook is one or two of them that look all right. Because she does have a real big ass. But her face is not that cute.
Right.
On the show, and now that I know what she does, believe you me, she is now getting a return mail message. Since women are going with men for their money, it's time for me to start going for some of these women for their money. What you think, Keith?
Well, I think that's all well and good until you meet her in person and you can't remember what she looks like when she looks different.
That's why it's messed up when you meet people on Facebook, on these dating sites. Y'all all should just come with them little stickies that you have at the company function with your name on it, on your lapel.
Oh, my God.
Everybody, you just need them because your ass don't look like half them bitches. There's this one girl on my page, and her profile picture looked fabulous. She got the big breast poked out with the bra on, and all the rest of her pictures look like a mug shot. It don't look like – you remember back in the old school, Keith, when everybody wanted to get glamour shots? So you have these.
Why, yes, I do.
Yeah, and the glamour shot, you look at the girl's glamour shot, and you looking right in her face when she handed you her picture. And you thinking, damn, if you look like this every day, I would talk to you. Do they have a special effects crew at the glamour shot place or something?
Oh, my God.
They got Lucas films up there. They got. Lucas,
just like a NASCAR crew for the face that just comes in, just goes.
Oh no, you didn't, Keith.
Keith
is
correct.
Snap.
Hey, everybody else, we gonna get to y'all in the after show. We got a few calls, and I said I was gonna let them go, but I got this one, boy. This is Presidential Keith, and Keith gets to talk as long as he wants to. And Keith, you tickle me, man. And you're right; they need to be somebody just pop up in and just get on your face and be ready to go. This is Your World, My Views. I am your host, Mr. Thomas. That was Keith. Thank you, everybody that's on the line. Call in right now, 347-989 if you want to be, that was 989-8310 if you want to be a part of the after show. And we're talking about real versus fake. And Renee, this real versus fake stuff is really something I think a lot of people are taking to heart, because we all want to know what is it that we're getting, whether it's what you see or what you hear. And in this world, we realize that today you might not even get the same gender that you thought you were getting.
Oh, Lord have mercy. You're right,
yes,
brother.
That is the scary part. We're probably going to get into a lot of this on the after show. If you're listening online, sorry, you got 5 seconds. If you're on the phone right now, you're going to get to the after show. This is Your World, My View. See you Friday. Thank you guys for joining us. Good night. Good night.
It's 9 o'clock.
Who just said it's 9 o'clock?
I know, right?
Oh, that was my computer.
Oh. This nigga got a computer to tell him what's going on.
It tells him the wrong time.
Yeah, I mean, really, how smart is that?
I think he's in a different time zone, though.
Well, yeah, he might be in a different time zone.
He's in a different time zone.
This is Edward. I'm in Nashville.
Yeah.
He's See? In
oh, okay.
I know.
I told you that Monday, so don't be acting like you ain't know. I already told you that. So.
Tiffany got a smart ass mouth. Y'all got to watch out.
Thank you
Tiffany
for the warning.
Tiffany will get you told even if she wrong. Nigga in Australia, you're talking about some your time wrong, nigga, and you need to have the sun out.
No. The N-word I would not, the N-word I would not use. I'll call him lame before I call him the N-word. So.
You'll cuss him out. You got a foul mouth. Ooh.
I do not have a foul mouth.
Yes, you is. It ain't between the white lines. Anything that ain't between the white lines is foul.
Oh, well, okay. Like I said, your show, your opinion.
I think she got the cliche wrong on that one. It's your world.
Yeah. She was close with no cigar. And speaking of cigar,
I think I just figured out what I'm going to give you for Christmas, Thomas.
What a box!
I'm gonna give you a GPS with her voice.
If you give it to me with her voice,
so we can tell you when you missed a turn. I said you missed a turn, damn it!
Yeah.
Don't give her no personality because it will cuss you out, nigga. I know you didn't just turn left. I know you did.
Right.
Look, when the GPS will turn from looking at your face and turn to your passenger and say, "Look what this nigga's doing. Look." I just ain't gonna say shit else. Just go where you wanna go. You just go where you. That's what you're doing anyway.
Exactly.
Go where you wanna go.
Exactly. That's so funny.
Tiffany said, "Did
I'm
I order this
like
shit?
That.
This is not what the. I didn't order this shit. This is not what I ordered."
Now see, that's what because I'm all about quality, and if I'm paying for something, I done slung a hamburger through back to a McDonald's window. If I'm paying you for pickles and ketchup, that tells me one thing. Either the person reading the monitor is illiterate, he can't read, so he needs to be fired, or somebody else checking the burger is blind because they can't see ketchup and pickle on a hamburger. So you know what? Y'all gonna get this shit thrown back through the window.
See, what you're doing is assuming that they got all them checkpoints. What you're doing is assuming that they got all them checkpoints in the burger line.
I'm assuming when you look at a monitor and it says ketchup and pickle, you put ketchup and pickle on a hamburger.
You know, I used to be the dude that would drive through the drive-thru and I would have weird orders because I never order the stuff the way that you make it. I want to put my special shit on it and make it the Thomas Burger. So I would go through the line, and my friends in college used to hate. And then one of my friends, Tyrone, he broke it down to me one time because I was so ignorant that I would order this large-ass order with this different shit on it and then wait till we got back to the dorm to check it. I was that fool.
Want to scrape the stuff off the bread?
Yes, I'm scraping the cheese off because I'm allergic to the damn cheese and hoping I don't bite the wrong end and I didn't scrape enough off and swell up. But
night,
yeah, because I ain't got enough gas to drive back off campus to take this shit back. So that was me. So one of my friends, here's my friend Tyrone said, look, he said, man, here's what you're doing. You're expecting more out of them people than should be expected. I said, what do you mean? He said, Them people getting paid like $5 an hour.
Yep.
And you expecting rocket scientists out of them. I said, what? I told them what I wanted. He said, look, when they train they dumb ass to make a Big Mac, they tell them put two all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickle, onions on the test for them. Son, your ass done told his ass not to put no two pickles on there and no sauce. And it threw him off.
I've learned that too. That's why I go somewhere and I'll pay $12 for a burger because it's worth it when you get it. Your junk ain't going back. It's worth it. Instead of paying off a dollar menu and you scraping half the night. Mm-mm.
But you gotta understand something.
Quality
I mean,
over
in the
quantity, people.
Go ahead.
Okay, but see, they just, I can't hate on all of my fast food people because I mean there is some point where you just like you recognize that you're not really the brightest bulb in the bunch because in the fast food places they have pictures of all the food in where they make it. Not only do they have pictures, of how you assemble the sandwich. From beginning to end.
Yeah. Illiterate or blind.
It's your job every day, and somebody is telling you, moron, this is how you do it.
Oh, my goodness.
You know what's funny,
Keith?
Those pictures are so in-depth that it gives you the level of smartness of the people that they expect to hire. That they actually have the hands drawn in the pictures. As if those people were going to use their feet to assemble this burger or their mouth.
Oh.
Why are you drawing the hands in the picture?
Oh, my God. Left hand, two pickle. Right hand, ketchup.
Exactly. They have to literally spell this out.
Right. This is why Tyrone. This is why Tyrone was right because see, you add an extra pickle. It's not on the picture.
It's Tyrone and what's the other one you call
Marcus.
What's the other one?
Jamarcus.
Both of them laughing together, slinging crap all over people's hamburger.
But my friend Tyrone was right because I used to literally get pissed. I would be at home because I every time I buy a burger, I always get it with everything except pickles and onions. I try to order it several different ways. I tell them what I don't know. Nothing ever worked. And he was like, why are you getting mad? He said, one, you're waiting until we get back to the damn dorm to check, so that's your fault. And he said, two, the people getting paid $5 an hour, and this picture is telling them exactly what to do. So if you say something different, they get confused. The matrix is screwed up.
Yes.
So now the cat done came across the screen twice because the matrix got a glitch in it. He has messed up. So I can understand that. And speaking of the matrix, let's see, who do we have in here?
Doors locking my car.
Who is that talking about somebody's doors in their car? That's somebody that's
it's a ghost.
We got people in here, so I want to do roll call. 310-734, are you there?
Yep, that's Edward.
Okay, what's up, Ed? Let me see. Let me get another one. Well, let me get to you, Ed, since you're there. Before I go, let me go and ask. Let me make sure.
Oh, ask the people before the thing disappears on us.
Yeah. I'm gonna do that. 404-788, you're there?
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, who's this?
Hey, it's Georgette.
Hey, Georgette, I hear you got something going on. You can beat up at the grocery store.
Huh? What?
You trying to eat your phone.
There's a lot of background noise.
Yeah, you trying to eat your phone.
Sorry, hold on.
You all right?
I was working out, y'all. I'll get off.
Oh, look at her. That's what I like about Georgette. She always either working out or talking shit about men with kids.
I'm here. All
right. Because me and Georgette was fussing earlier, and that made me mad. So we're going to get on that, Georgette. I'm going to get to that, but I'm going to do more roll call. 314-458, you there? They just want to listen. They just want to listen.
502-418.
I'm here. Georgette, cousin, what's up?
Carmen.
It's a family affair.
Tamika?
Yeah.
No, you still dislike Carmen. That's my cousin, you guys.
Hi, cousin.
Oh, well, man, well, we'll let your cousin referee yours and my argument.
Wait. You don't want to do that. Family six together. Sorry.
But damn it, that's wrong.
Are you going to go back to Edward?
Yeah, we're going to go back to Edward right now because I'm not going to answer them other people. Well, I don't know. Let me see. 678-458. Do you have anything? Or do you want to talk or you just listen?
Listen.
They listen. 404-438. You talking or listening? All right, they listen. All right, good. And we got, I'll try one more. 860-518. You talking or you listening?
I'm doing both.
All right, who is it?
Ness.
Hey, girl, what's happening?
Hey, hey, hey.
All right, now you're going to see that I'm not kicking your ass off. It has nothing to do with me. I'm not doing it.
We'll see how long I make it.
She keep thinking I'm kicking her off. But, Edward, let me ask you
something.
Oh, my God,
something. Is that
Ness? Yes, it is.
Go for
I,
it.
I don't believe it.
Me neither, because she always can get in. They kick me off.
She called me, sending me a text. I'm like, did you kick me off? I sent her a reply and said, yes.
Late at night because you'll pee in bed.
Yes, yeah, it's too late at night and you will pee in the bed. Whoever that is.
Yeah, I'm like, Julia.
It's too late at night and you will pee in the bed. How many times I got to tell you that if you got shit going on, press it's real. It's really. But let's go to Edward. Edward.
Yo.
Yeah. All right, the topic. We were talking about the idea of real versus fake, and we addressed it in several different ways. So you can address it any way that you want to, but let us know how you feel about this idea of real versus fake. Does it bother you, as one of the callers said, that most men don't care? Does it bother you that if you get home and you thought she had a C cup and it's really an A cup?
Actually, you know, actually, if it's the breasts, I don't really mind. But if it's the ass, it's, you gotta go. You gotta get up. You gotta hit.
Gotta get up.
How do you have a fake ass though? I'm confused.
Yeah, how do you have a fake ass? No, they have them.
Yes, you can fake an ass. Though,
yes, the booty pop. Go look it up right now. If you online, go Google booty pop.
Yeah, I am because that just don't sound right. Booty pop.
You, it's a pair of underwear with an ass in it. Go ahead.
Wow. Yeah,
when they go to the bathroom. They took it off.
He's got to the site.
That's borderline fraud right there because, you know, you expect, you expect them to be something under them jeans and that, you know, she take her jeans off and her ass off. And then
my God, that is horrible. I know that's a nightmare. That is a nightmare.
Yeah. I'm going to get you sucker when she had to take her leg off.
Yeah. Right.
You know what? I would rather you take your leg off than your ass, honestly.
No way.
I can deal with you not having a leg, because when you put that leg on, your ass is still mobile.
But, Edward, what about beyond the breasts and the butt, though? Everything else that we've discussed, I don't know. You've been here the whole time. So what about other things?
I was telling them
the chat about it. Yeah, our contact really that bad?
Is what?
Contact?
Contact.
No, not at
color
all. I was going to say.
Those contact. Who don't need them.
The color was, contact? That's ridiculous.
I don't mind
the people
color
who
contact.
Can see and they keep buying over the corner store and stick them in their eyes, knowing that they don't have green eyes.
I don't mind you color contact because I'm not screwing you because your eyes are green.
Oh, no. Edward, are you on a speakerphone? Are you on a speakerphone?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, you
okay.
sound like
I just
like
want to make
West
sure
Craven.
That I hear you.
You sound like Wes Craven
because
that's horrible.
Oh, Lord. Especially because you're a guy, and I want because oftentimes this real versus fake is unfortunately a woman's issue predominantly. So I'm interested in hearing a man's viewpoint.
As if I'm not one, but go ahead.
No, I'm saying we're going to hear yours.
Yeah, but we all know that your viewpoints are a little out there.
Exactly.
Well,
sure I'm just
saying.
So.
My viewpoints are a little accurate. My
I just
want to
have more, I want more testosterone with you. That's all. Because it's
and
imbalanced.
Keith, you hear what she's saying, right? Keith, we not
I
mean.
I heard him too. <thing. laughs>
Talk about some real
I am hurt.
No,
truly hurt.
I'm just saying, you guys know, ought to know by now, that I'm definitely looking out for the male voice. So go ahead in this.
All right, Bill O'Reilly, she's looking out for you. Go ahead.
let me elaborate a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Hello? You sound like you're in the bathroom.
Oh, hold on.
He said, as soon as I get through shit, I'm going to tell y'all how I feel.
No, I tried to plug in the microphone. Does it sound better?
No.
I'm on the ghetto phone Skype right now. So.
Oh, well, go ahead. He can hear you. Because everybody's
quiet. Okay,
fine.
No, I was just going to say, I get different things that you can't fake because, like I was saying in the chat room, I had a situation where I was with this Mexican girl, and she was like a 9.5, 10.
Yeah, well, that was your first mistake being with a Mexican, but go ahead.
No, she was nice. She wasn't shaped like a bucket or nothing. She was actually had curves and everything.
A bucket?
Wow.
No, but we went to my house, and we went in the room dark and we did the do, and then she went in the bathroom and washed her face, and she didn't have no eyebrows. And I was like,
no eyebrows, that's weird.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my goodness.
Well, that was disconcerting, but yeah, and I hadn't seen her after that, but yeah, it's just. It's just certain things you can't fake. I think it would be the ass and the eyebrows for me.
Oh, my God.
As an eyebrow-free person, am terribly offended.
Okay, now, Keith, I got to inquire before I laugh.
Oh.
Why are you an eyebrow-free person?
Well, the condition is called alopecia totalis, and basically what that means is
supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious, if you say it loud enough, you still won't know what the devil you're talking about, Thomas.
I've heard of that.
Go ahead, elaborate. I'm sure you have, Renee.
My bad.
Sure, my bad.
But basically, that means the all the hair on your body just kind of falls out. For me, it's kind of a side effect of diabetes, which I also have, which sometimes happens where the remaining bit of your immune system kind of goes and attacks your hair follicles. So basically, I'm kind of like one of those hairless cats you see in the Austin Powers movies.
Mr. Bigglesworth.
Mr. Bigglesworth, yes. Or the black version of powder, whichever.
Oh. But you know what? The thing about it
is, he had no eyebrows either.
But
this girl had hair to the middle of her back then.
I'm about to say the Mexican got hair. That disease did not affect them.
Exactly.
But Keith,
the
thing about it
is,
you can wear that, though. I mean, honestly, you don't, it doesn't detract from you. Some people, I'm sure that
Renee
the woman
is trying
it
to
was...
get her groove back. Renee is not getting her groove back.
No, seriously.
I told a grown man about detractions from his face. That is a hit on if I've never heard anything else.
Oh, my God. I'm just saying, honestly, that, it doesn't... Now, with that, though, honestly, as a male, when that started to happen... Did you have a self-confidence issue? Was there anything that you tried to adjust or compensate?
Draw some on is what she asked me.
Well, it's funny you mentioned because I went through a lot of issues with it. When I lost the eyebrows, I was really kind of bummed because I thought it just looked really, really weird. And so while people were telling me, well, we can permanently etch some eyebrows on your face, and I'm like, I get hit on by enough men. I don't need to be hit on by anymore. I'm going to etch those things in, and I'm going to look like a surprise drag queen.
Oh, my God.
Here's the kind of, now if you think that's messed up, here's the other messed up part of it. When I was losing the hair on my face, I was also losing the hair on the top of my head, right? But it didn't, I wasn't lucky enough to get the kind of horseshoe, you know, look, right? I mean, mine kind of went just from front to back, just leaving. So it was like, it was kind of like if you had a Mr. Potato Head, but you only put the hair on from like the back half up to the top, and then cut it off at the sides.
I mean, it really is.
Every picture, you can see pictures where I was trying to save my hair, and each picture, it's just like there's just more and more cranium, and it just keeps just growing.
You and
the
your
weirdest,
visualization.
The weirdest looking thing ever. It was so messed up. By the time that I was losing as much hair, when I just said, you know what, God gave me hair for 32 years, now it's just going to be gone, and I cut it off. And when my friend saw me the first time when my hair was cut, when I was totally bald, and he just looked at me and said, that's a much better look for you. Didn't say anything about like, wow, you shaved your hair. Just like, man, you look better now that you just don't have that jacked up head.
Wow.
Don't you hate it when people ain't willing to tell you you look a mess? They only tell you you look better than you did when you looked a mess.
Right.
Because you done lost some weight and then got fine. Girl, tell you, girl, you look good. Well, why you didn't tell me I was fat as fuck when I was?
Oh.
The fact that you're telling me I look
good now.
Whether
you fat or not. I mean, really. You don't need nobody to tell you that. You know.
Okay, my question is, does the whole weave thing bother men? I want to know that because.
Who's that?
And the fake. This is Tamika.
Okay.
The weave, because I live in Jacksonville, and the reason why I'm asking this question is because in Jacksonville, the women love weave here. Like, weave is.
Oh, Lord.
Weave is the best thing for sliced bread, and it's this front lace wigs that looks glued on the front. And it, you know, it's supposed to be the fake skin. I don't understand that. But anyway, everyone loves weave hair, and they also love fake eyelashes and over-the-top nails. I just want to know if that is attractive to men at all, because
not at
it looks
men.
Weird.
I can tell you this, and honestly, for them weave queens, and I'm not talking to you, Tiffany.
Up.
I'm not talking to Tiffany, the weave queen, but for the weed queens out there, see, here's the problem. Men, we don't really care. I mean, it looks nice from far. I remember the white boys used to say in high school, I used to love it when they say this. It looked good from far, but far from good.
Oh, my goodness. I'm cutting my pinches right now as we speak. I have got scissors in my hand.
No, but, I mean, no. My best friend.
No, go ahead.
My best friend, you know, she wears weave, but she actually spends literally, like, I want to say thousands of dollars a month on making sure that her weave is just super, super tight. What I'm talking about is the weave that is just horrible, where it just looks like a lot of powder on horse tails all over, like you just patched it in your hair. That's what I'm talking about. And it's a fad here, and I just want to know if for some reason men are attracted to that.
It's a fad. As a man, again, I'll answer this one. No. If you have a great
it attracts certain kind of men. That's what it attracts. You can't say no. It attracts
a fabulous man with the golds. Is that what it attracts?
That's pretty much what it attracts.
Yeah, because no fancy
right
man.
To say the same thing about all them different colors.
It's
a way. It's a way to get in because, like, with the half wigs or whatever it's called, the things that you just throw in and go out. The thing is, when you throw that on, like, most of the women I know that wear that just wear that to the club. They don't wear that every day. And dudes at the club are too drunk. It's too dark. They don't know what's going on. They don't know.
Hey, I've done it. And I've done it. I've done it. I've done it. I will throw on a short wig. Especially when smoking was allowed. Like, I would put a wig on in a heartbeat because I didn't want the smoke to be.
Well, first off, that's the worst thing in the world when you got that wig on and I get you home and that's because I hate smoke. So not only is it in your clothes, but you can take your clothes off. But that damn weave in your hair, you can't wash that song. So all I do is
not
smell
wig.
Smoke.
Wig.
Oh, what a wig, too.
That's
but then if you take that wig off, yeah, but if you take that wig off and I take you home from the club, that's going to scare the hell out of nigga. I'm sorry. It is.
Not if you meet a straightforward girl and be like, hey,
trigger.
This ain't mine. Because my hair is always longer than the weave that I wear.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a minute. Have you ever had somebody tell... Let me tell you this. Have you ever had somebody tell you something, but it's still different when you finally saw it? Like if somebody told you, I've had my leg amputated from the knee down. Well, you prepared for it until he take that damn prosthetic off.
Yeah. My hair is always longer. My hair is long. So that's what I'm saying. If I put it under a short wig, because usually if I wear a wig, it's short. My hair is longer. So if I'm preparing you for something, it's not for the worse. It's for the better. And also, we're going to go because I'm a small chick.
Wait.
They don't
that's
make,
not true, though. That's not
what?
True. Because if he likes girls with short hair, then it doesn't matter. No, I don't
think
he's going to
put
that wig off.
That's
60
true.
Inches of hair. He looks
that's
awesome.
True.
What?
For the better?
That's true.
Yeah,
well,
see, what she's saying. What Tiffany,
I like Tony Braxton.
Yeah, what Tiffany's
yeah.
saying is true. I mean, if I like a woman with small breasts and you just had this sports bra on and was hiding it, yeah, you might pop out with D's, but I'm upset.
Yeah. Speaking of
their man was really
good
at that.
They don't make regular bras for us. They always put padding in it. So whatever chick that you see that
well, that
don't
let you know that no one likes
always,
well, that don't let you know that no one likes
joke.
Small breasts.
Yeah, which is BS to me, but whatever. You know, you don't need nothing. You know, a mouthful is perfect. Anything more than that, you know. But you know.
Are you putting breasts in your mouth?
No, I don't put them in my mouth.
So why do women try to tell you
mouth.
What's perfect? Wait a minute. So why would do women try to tell you what's perfect? That's like me telling you what size penis is perfect.
Anything more than 3 inches is too much.
What?
Can I interject?
I don't know what? Oh, anything. What? More than 3 inches? Seriously? Quit playing.
That's what I'm saying,
like
but that's what a woman's saying.
Yeah.
That's what a woman's saying. Anything more than a mouthful is too much. That's not true.
That's not true. Why is that not true?
Hell no.
Because
I'd like to say I enjoy a mouthful.
We have to have a coping mechanism for small breasted women. So that's what we say. Just like, you know,
exactly.
Women
just like
say,
how fat women. Yeah. Just,
yeah, like
bigger no
women say, you know, skinny women can't cook or something like that. Like they have to do something to make themselves, you know, feel better. You know, so that is
well,
my way of
that.
Saying that.
You know,
yes.
we always say women in the Itty Bitty City Committee that we get to wear the cute shirts, and a lot of the women with the larger breasts can't wear like the cute little bitty shirts. So that's
right.
Because if you got small breasts, you can walk around the town. No, you're right. Because if you got small breasts, you can walk around the town with no shirt on. No one cares.
You don't know because
turned
so
on.
Long, you can't see. Right.
Yeah, no one cares. No one gives a shit. If you notice that little girl will wear a tank. Think about it. A little girl will wear a tank top around the town and no one gives a damn. If your girl got nice titties and she wear a tank top, everybody looking and somebody done called her a slut.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why I made that comment when she said people with bigger than smaller ones can't wear small t-shirts. I wear camisoles all the time and mine look grand. It just depends on
no,
the person.
Because women, again, people hate, what it is just like women, like when y'all say a fat girl's pretty. The only reason y'all say a fat girl's pretty is because there's no competition. Y'all don't mind competing with her because you know she's not going to win. Nobody cares that a small breasted. Yes,
no,
yes,
that's
it
not
is
true at all. That is not true at all. Like,
pretty
girl. Why the hell would y'all say Gabrielle Sibide is pretty then? Seriously.
I've never
said she was pretty.
But no. Men, like, for some reason, men have to have this picture where the woman has to be so thick and just, you know, oh, man, look at her butt and her hips and her thighs. And then, you know, long story short, she's got cellulite from her butt to her thighs. But you all think that that's attractive. And if I was to compare to a thick girl, then you're going to look at the thick girl first, and then you're going to say, oh, your personality is just awesome. So,
No. Well, here's the thing. The thing that God gave women breasts and ass and hips to attract men, that is one of the things that attract us, just like a peacock has colors. They do
right.
that to attract
and then
people.
And then that, that is a disillusion, though, because when they take those clothes off, all that stuff that was thick in those clothes are now flabs all over the place. But
well,
like,
I said they don't take care of themselves. I've been with some chicks that had big ass and got them home, and I was like, I said that, like, my ex, every time I would just sit there and look, I was scared to have sex with her. I would just look at her ass and be amazed. I was like, what did you do to get this? And so when she took off her clothes, it was amazing, I'm telling you. But it didn't look sloppy. But you're right. I did one chick who looked great in her clothes. She took her clothes off, and I was like, can somebody bring me the check? I'm trying to pay this ticket and leave. So you're right. I mean, it's just like titties. I seen some titties that were so out of control, the chick needed to hire a babysitter while we was having sex. I need somebody to put these in the titties is everywhere. You trying to sleep, them hot ass some bitches is on your back, and now you hot, and you asking, can you cut the fan on? Damn.
Oh, my God.
But you get to save on your gas bill, because if the girl pretty big, y'all could just you could just lay up under her ass and not cut the fan on. But you got a little skinny chick, man, you can't even hug her at night. You be better off hugging the pillow.
Oh, so not true. So not true.
It is. You can't hug no skinny chick. That shit hurts.
I mean, yeah, if her ribs are showing, yeah.
It ain't hurt.
If her ribs are showing, of course, yeah, that might hurt, but not all skinny people hurt when you hug them.
Yeah, I guess. And they just, you know, if you're fat, then you can handle the ribs hitting you. Because I've been with a chick was because I feel what Keith was not Keith but I feel what Edward was saying. I was in a situation, and then I'm about to go to my girl Georgette, but I was in a situation where I was with this chick, and she was absolutely beautiful, one of the most beautiful women I ever dated. And I remember the first time we got home, we used to work together at SunTrust, and we got home, and she called me like at 9 o'clock one night. Was like, I want to come over your house. She came over my house, you know, we did whatever. So she stayed the night, and got up the next day. She went to the bathroom. And you know women, once y'all been hit a couple times, y'all get comfortable, so y'all don't mind a man seeing you naked. So she gets up and walks to the bathroom. Well, I had been working at the office with this girl for like a month, and all I knew was she was beautiful, but she wore long shirts. She knew she didn't have no ass. She stood up out of bed and walked into my bathroom, and I almost threw up. She had not only that long ass, but that long ass like old people. You know where there's like a little, at the bottom there's ass, but it's at the bottom. And it's jiggling while she walking way at the bottom. I was like, oh my God. And it was the worst thing ever. And I was like, and then her favorite position was from behind. I was like, how did this happen? You should never want nobody to hit you from behind. And we do it, and I get back there. No, it looked horrible. I'm telling you, I would get back there just to please her, but you know, you get back there and your penis gets soft, and you try to explain to her that, well, you know, I had a hard day at work.
Oh my gosh.
I gotta watch it. When your man penis always getting soft, that telling you what he thinking about you. He did keep getting soft. You're not really turning him on like that. He keep on telling you, you know, I'm. Oh, he played off. I've done that too. Played the orgasm off.
Yeah. Man,
yeah.
That
don't even sound right.
She
should have slapped in your face.
That was horrible.
Women, y'all don't tell the difference. Y'all, during sex, you let anything go. Just like when you play off that you have an orgasm.
You feel the difference.
No, you might be able to tell it, but you let it go. But Georgette, let me talk. Georgette, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, girl, let me talk to you, okay? Y'all can referee this. Georgette and I were having a discussion. And in that discussion, I was trying to tell her that more men chase women for how they look than women chase men for how they look, and vice versa. More women chase men for what they have. Because I was trying to tell her that it's for a man, when he's powerful, women will chase him and even find him attractive. I'm not saying that men won't chase women that have money, but men ain't going to sit there and lie and tell you Whoopi Goldberg look great. Man ain't going to post on his Facebook page, I love Whoopi Goldberg, I can't wait to meet her. A man is going to let you know it is what it is. I'm sleeping with Whoopi Goldberg because I'm trying to get some of her money. Women will sit there and lie and say Lil Wayne is actually cute.
Women actually believe Lil Wayne is cute, though. some reason.
No, he's cute
why.
As long as he's got money.
Thank you. Thank you.
Whatever.
It's the same thing Tupac
his
said.
Baby mama, his baby mama thought he was before she had money. Before he had money.
Yeah, we're not saying no one finds you cute. Why do people do that? Every time I say something, they go look at this like extremes. I'm not saying that no one finds the man cute. I'm saying that he becomes acceptably cute in society because he has money. That happens to men, not women. Women aren't acceptably cute because they have money. Men are.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Rock becomes handsome because he has money.
Chris Rock did become handsome when he got some money, though. Y'all can't even lie, though. He done changed up. Skin got buttery. I'm like, goodness, Chris. I had to take a second, Chris. Like, well, goodness, what happened to you?
But you know what I'm saying. Like, Shamar Moore looked good if he broke a knot. Shamar Moore's a handsome man. He broke a knot. But
right.
He can get out. He can have another man pull more women than him because he had that other man has money. Puffy will pull more women than Shamar Moore at a club, guaranteed.
Right.
There's a pretty girl in my neighborhood that will pull more women, that will pull more men than Oprah, even though that girl broke and Oprah rich. More men will still try to sleep with that girl from my neighborhood because she's fine as hell.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see men lined up to try to sleep
with
Oprah.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you agree, Georgette? You believe that men lined up to sleep with Oprah like they lined up to sleep with a woman that's just as pretty but doesn't have that's prettier than her but doesn't have money. You honestly believe that?
Well, let me say this: I do agree that more women do it than men. I do agree with that, and that is because I think that traditionally women are taught to look for that. You know, that's what women were taught to look for. I was just saying that. It does happen with men, because I've seen
I know it happens. I know it happens.
Yeah.
Star Jones, man. I'm not. If you got money, somebody will try to take it from you. There's some old-ass woman with money that some young man is trying to lay up under. But he ain't got a gang of competition. It ain't like 90,000 other men trying to fuck this 80-year-old woman for her money. But there's an 80-year-old man, i.e. Sean Connery, who got women lined up around the corner.
Oh, I thought Sean Connery.
Well, he looks
Sean
Connery is cute, though. You can't
Sean
use
Connery
him.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, not he looked. I'm saying now, Sean ain't cute now. Sean ain't cute now.
Sean is still an attractive
man. Sean
is
not
right
handsome
now.
Yes, he is. He
yes,
is
he
a
is.
Distinguished-looking older man.
Yes.
Okay, now name
cute.
Me that distinguished-looking older woman that everybody's trying to get with.
I
the 80-year-old woman that everybody's trying to fuck.
Oh, I won't tell you.
That's right. I'm saying. That's my only point. All I'm saying is Jennifer Aniston.
But the only reason why we know about this distinguished man is because he has, you know, put himself in the limelight. So if he wasn't in the limelight, yeah, you're right.
Thank
you. We wouldn't know if he was a very distinguished-looking man or not.
You wouldn't say this man was handsome at all.
No. If I saw him on the street, I would say that he was still a very attractive man.
Yeah, but would you try to fuck Sean Connery if you saw him on the street?
No, I would not.
I'm not trying to screw Sean Connery.
But I'm not trying to do it now either.
Right, I wouldn't do it now.
Give me enough
of
his money, I will fuck Sean Connery.
Well,
I'll fuck him to death.
We got to the root of the matter, which was you and your desire.
Alrighty then.
I fuck shit out of Sean Connery. I fuck the brakes off Sean Connery.
I have no clue what to say to that, but
Sean Connery will have to. Sean Connery will have to pay me extra money to stop fucking him. Thomas, could you please stop fucking me? Stop fucking me, Thomas. Thomas, stop fucking me.
Thomas, that is not a good visual. Stop, please.
I know.
How do y'all like that? How do y'all like that Sean Connery impersonation that I just gave?
We don't like
it. Actually, I like it very much.
I think I did it pretty good.
African American to do.
No,
you didn't.
Stop.
Oh.
That is disgusting.
I was in the movie Sean Connery. I never wanted to be
in the world.
Great Sean Connery. I was Bond. James Bond.
No, but you know what I mean. Like, okay, like I understand Sean. That's a bad example. He's a handsome cat to a certain extent.
Yeah.
But like, you look at Michael Douglas. Michael Douglas look a fucking mess right now. He's
Michael
a horrible
Douglas
looking
horrible.
Man.
Sure
yeah, he looked like the Walking Dead. He looked like his daddy looked better than he do. That is bad when your daddy look better than you do, and your daddy can't even remember that you his son.
Oh, wow.
Kirk Douglas is having a hard time with life right now. He is.
Really
they
is.
Told Kirk Douglas that is you in that movie. He said that is not true. I have never been an actor.
Oh. That was funny.
Have y'all ever seen that commercial? And I don't know what that commercial is about. This stuff called Aricet, and Aricet is supposed to be if you find out your man is going through but if your person is going through Alzheimer's, you give him Aricet. And the old man was standing there, and the little girl walked up to him, and he says, "Hey, Katie." And the little girl says, "I'm April." And then the wife says, "Right then, I knew he needed prescription Aricet."
Oh, yeah. You think? What gave it away?
I kept thinking, this ain't the first thing this nigga done forgot, but prescription Aricet does not reverse Alzheimer's. It just slows the process down. So all you doing, he done already forgot a lot of shit, and now you giving it to him?
Exactly.
Well, he wouldn't be that upset anyway because he wouldn't remember it.
Thank you. You done gave him this pill. The next day he wake up talking about some, "Why you giving me this pill?"
I had a question for the guys.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. My question is, I didn't get a chance to listen to the first part, not the first part, but when the first, after a little bit after 9 o'clock, so I think I may have missed it. But what were your views as far as makeup? Like, what is too much? Because I am, like, MAC all day. People in my office call me extra because I have, but that's just me. I don't understand is what is too much?
More than
well, I can answer if that's cool.
Go ahead, Keith.
I think for me personally, I like a face with as little makeup as possible because I think that because I think you can see more of the person and you can see the truth behind them when you can really see their face. Now, if you're wearing a lot of makeup, you know, some people can wear a lot of makeup and look, you know, pretty good, and that's okay. But if you're wearing a lot of makeup and all I see is the makeup, or that detracts from the rest of you, that's too much.
Yeah.
You know, if you look like a rodeo clown, that's way too much.
Okay, yeah, like, I'm not going like that. No.
Or a drag queen. If you're a straight
right.
woman
okay.
and you look like a gay man.
But how come the rodeo clowns don't know that they look like rodeo clowns?
Yes.
That's what I want
like the
to
girl
know.
On that show.
Because they think
I
that the whole think the whole them. Makeup thing is part of the allure. And what you find out from guys when you really, really date them is that the makeup thing is almost, at some point, almost seems inconsequential. At least for I think a lot of them, and you guys can jump in if I'm wrong. But at some point you're like, okay, I see you. Okay, I really want to see you. I don't want to deal with all of this hassle of you putting on, you know, this here, this here, this here, this here, this here, this here. Just like chill and give it a rest.
All
right,
well, I can tell you.
Well,
I can tell you this.
Like when I'm 45. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Tom.
Go ahead.
It's your opinion. Go ahead.
No. I told you, go ahead. Now, don't be a smartass. But since you told me, man, I'll do it. All right, look, here it is. In life, it's just like old women. Have you ever noticed that old women put on cologne or perfume and that shit is way loud?
Yeah.
They don't know. And you know when your grandmama hug you and that shit be in your clothes to the point of where you got to change and bathe? But to her, that shit smell fabulous. So, but what it is we all get used to something. And their senses get used to that smell to where they need more to smell it. Their faces get used to the fact that they used to just put a little bit on, but now they feel like they need more because they've aged a little bit and they keep needing more. Most of the time you find people who wear a bunch of makeup and stuff are usually whores.
Uh-oh.
Oh, all right, I'm with you, Renee.
No, seriously, because when it looks like it's painted on, do you feel me? when it looks like thick,
yeah.
Like you got to scrape
yeah.
that shit off. Like she
Ooh,
can go
Noah.
Through a thing of, she can go through a whole thing of noxema in a night.
Oh my god!
Who the hell uses noxema? Oh my god!
Wait a minute, who the hell you know that don't use noxema? Girl, you better clean it up.
I don't use noxema.
I'm sorry, I don't mean any harm to anybody what they use. I'm just saying, my mom used it, so I not.
You see how clear my face is? I use noxema.
Okay.
But keep going, because you got me on the floor. Well, I'm still
I'm just
sitting
saying,
down, but I'm about to fall on
okay.
the floor.
All right. Well, here's what it is. Basically, what it is, the longer you do something, the more you don't realize. Have you ever noticed that your daddy, when he get to a certain age, he don't really know how to dress, but if you tell him he don't look good, he'll be surprised? Your daddy swear he look handsome as hell.
Oh my god.
He'll put on that maroon suit with them white stripes.
Oh,
with the socks with a little glitter on it. Maroon and white shoes with the part around the shoelaces is white, but the maroon around the bottom.
Oh my goodness.
And he will tell you that shit is the shit. Well, at one point it was.
Oh, wow.
Just not really? This one.
For the Mac lady, I had a friend who did that where she, you know, that was her thing. And, I mean, she was a Mac makeup thing to the point of where it was $500 every time she went to the Mac store. That's how much money she would spend on it. And which was fine,
wow.
But when she started doing that though, and she started putting more and more makeup on her face, it was because she had so many insecurities. And by the time she got finished taking that off, and she wasn't painting her eyebrows on anymore, she looked like a completely different person. And she had a lot of blemishes because that makeup, you know, starts affecting your skin. Yeah, it
Absolutely.
Starts affecting your skin after
yes.
a while. So. You know, there's nothing wrong with makeup, and there's nothing wrong with, you know, putting it on every day if that's what you choose to do. Just know that, you know, eventually you will be damaging your skin. And then like he said, you're going to have to keep putting on more and more makeup to start hiding those flaws. And, you know, so, you know, just.
It depends
just,
on the person.
It does depend on the person. It does depend
but
on the person.
But the thing about it may depend on the person, what is me? But the thing about it. When are you going to find out? You want to test
you.
It and then be 80 and look a hot dad on mess? Look like a shriveled
see,
up.
See, black folks need to stop saying it depends on the person every time you say something. Every time you say something, this fat-ass woman, she said, well, it depends on the person. Right. I mean, why make the excuse? It's just like when the girl told me, not everybody that's fat is out of shape. I was like... Okay, and not everybody that sleeps with somebody without a condom gets them pregnant, and not everybody that sits in a car with no seatbelt on gets killed.
But
would you go around throwing that out to people, telling them, "Shit, might as well not wear a seatbelt. Might as well not wear a condom. You could still get her pregnant."
No, I made that comment because she said that what she made her remark, and I'm just saying, like I
she
know
knows it's not
100%,
but what she's saying is in general that makeup is going to wear your face down. It just does.
Shoot.
There's no question behind that. Wearing that makeup constantly will make your face just get worn down. I've seen most people who love makeup; they look old as hell.
Yeah. Exactly.
I know people who never wore a drop of makeup and look effed up.
See,
so
there we go.
That's why
go.
I'm saying
that. There's the answer.
But I'd rather
I know people who don't wear a condom and get people pregnant. I know people who do wear one and got one.
Okay.
Just not do it. Free for all, people. My homeboy was in a car wreck yesterday, and he didn't wear his seatbelt, and he got killed.
Point.
But my homeboy was in a car wreck, and he got killed, and he had a seatbelt on.
Yo.
Oh,
my boy wasn't wearing a seatbelt and he got her pregnant.
Oh, my God.
Guys, you can't combat one thing with just some extreme. You really can't. It's like combat it with something that actually make sense. Like, again, when a girl was saying, I knew a skinny girl who had a heart attack and died. I was like, so really? That just means that you should just get fat as you want because, yes, skinny people have heart attacks too. Even though the numbers show that more people who are overweight have heart attack than the ones who are underweight. You're going to bring up that anomaly.
Because that one skinny girl had a heart attack.
Yes.
It makes it okay. Right.
People kill me with that one person.
Oh.
Like, hell, if that's the case, don't fly an airplane because you might end up in the Twin Towers.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm just saying, let's argue facts. Let's not argue just this one. I mean, it is a fact that there are people who look old that don't wear makeup. But they ass looked old probably all the whole time. This wasn't no shit that just they looked young up until 35, and when they were 37, they looked old.
I don't think that's true.
Oh, my God.
Tell me some people you know that don't wear makeup, that they look young, and all of a sudden, they just look old. Name this person.
It's people that you don't even know. I'm talking about people that I've either known now and have known since I've grown up and have watched how they look. I'm not going to speak on shit that I don't know. So, obviously, I would have to know.
See, that should go cussing. That should go cussing.
Because you took me
you cannot
point.
Disagree with black women without them cussing.
Yeah, well,
okay.
Disagree with me.
You didn't have to cuss at me, Tiffany.
Okay.
We're not cussing.
You're right. Done. You're right. I'm done.
I'm just
I'm
saying.
So good.
Let's stop.
No, here, we're gonna have a group hug for a moment.
Yes, I'm just saying, y'all. Let's not cuss.
Yeah.
Let's just not do that. I mean, if let's cussing, it'd be funny. I don't mind that cussing.
No.
Funny cussing is nice.
No.
It's not the confrontational cussing.
But
hopefully
you understood. I mean, I don't know. I don't think. I'd rather. I don't think that I look. Older, but I would hope
this
that
this is the end
know,
of the show, ladies and gentlemen.
Like that, but I mean, he's just
no one does
a drastic transformation from looking
people,
all right.
Yeah,
to just a hot.
And it's the same
mess.
As when I said bigger people have bigger breasts, and people got mad because this one woman on there was skinny with big breasts. It doesn't make sense.
Excuse me.
She's skinny and she's got D cups. That's not normal. Jesus.
What's wrong? That lady
yes.
Is dead wrong. For real, girl, you know, she looks like she's going to tip over. Obviously, she's lived with them her whole, like, well, not her whole life, most of it. I'm sure she would know if she'll tip over. Please.
Thank
haters.
You.
Haters. Haters. Haters.
Oh, what?
That's what the big girl said last night. Told her, you can't handle no breasts that big. Your body ain't built for it. She like them. She didn't wake up one night and just had D cups. Damn. So, yes, I understand what the makeup does. And even makeup companies will tell you that makeup will make you look older. It stops your skin from being able to breathe.
But see, the unfortunate thing about that is along with the rest of fashion. A lot of things that people think, yeah, you can try and do it when you're teens and your 20s and your 30s, but some of that stuff, you're going to pay royally for it later on. Even heels, they can look cute, but when you really need your feet to be horrible, to work,
hammer toes.
And I would not pay. For that, some of that stuff you just got to be careful what you're compromising for.
Well, it's moderation too, and I hope that people will say that kind of stuff. You got to be if you're the person who takes care. Women who wear makeup that take care of their skin, they look great.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
What they do is they make sure they wear the right makeup. They don't cake it on.
Yeah.
They make sure that they do the right base before they or the foundation before they put. Well, that's wrong. I know all this, but. The fact is, they make sure that whenever they go to whatever event that is, when they come back home, that shit comes off immediately.
They let
straight
it breathe.
Off. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what my point was.
Go ahead. Yeah. Phone. No. I feel you on the point, and I would agree with that part of it. It's just this other stuff when you're saying, I know people who don't wear makeup who look old.
Because you didn't let me finish, continue on the reason why I made the statement that I made. You jumped on me for making one. One thing,
you know,
but that's
jump
what
on
I was
you for a while, but go ahead and finish.
Oh, Lord.
Well, you need to find other ways and methods of doing it and not jumping on me from making a comment.
Well, that's what my job is.
We got less than 10 minutes left.
Can I just say I keep her makeup and I do not look.
Go ahead, Keith.
No, I just want to say I don't wear makeup and I look fabulous.
Go ahead, Keith.
I don't wear no makeup at all. Now, I've been told I need to wear some, but that's totally different.
You know, I thought that joke was going to be funnier than it was. I'd like to apologize to everyone.
Right. It was because you were
just hang up.
It seemed a lot more humorous in my head than it actually came out. I know I've let you down, let all of you down. I want to apologize to my family. Sorry.
It's okay. You tried.
But
my wife, Elin.
No, you put forth the effort. Oh, no, you didn't.
Oh, Tiger's coming back, people. He's playing at the Masters.
Yeah.
A nigga at his Masters.
Oh, shit. Who just said that? Oh, my God.
What? That wasn't me. It's late in the night. I'm trying.
You're just coming up.
It's a hit and miss right now. It's a hit and miss. You get what you get. It's like trying to sleep with a man after you done slept with him a couple times. It might get hard for a second. It's probably gonna go down.
Oh, that's horrible.
I know it is. Yeah, I love it how y'all women hype yourself up for that. Like y'all give him head and you give him head. It will get hard. And as soon as you get on it, it go right back down.
Oh.
Like the Pac-Man.
I've never been around the right type of women.
Yeah.
No, I'm telling you, if I've had enough sex, I can't keep doing it with you. Now, if you let your friend come in, we can start over again, press the reset button.
Again, you haven't been with the right type of woman. There's no way that should happen.
Oh, there's no such thing as right or wrong type woman. That's just, you know, I mean, I'm telling you, if I've been with you, like I said, my ex had not the best cat in the world. She could get it back up, But after a while, it would get to the point where it wouldn't move. I mean, the thing was hurting. It was swole up. We done this too much. My penis starting to look like an armadillo. We need to stop for a minute.
Thank you for that visit.
Just willing, but the flesh is
nightmares.
Right, Keith, I'm telling you, they don't understand that as women, like, okay, women do understand it. Because I've had a girl was like, look, I can't get wet no more. We done it so much, it's starting to hurt. I need some baby oil.
If you're talking about it the same night, then yes. But if you're talking about over time, then no.
No, yeah. I'm talking
that's
about the same night, darling.
Okay,
the
same night.
We've done it like three times.
Yeah.
Y'all didn't hear me say she's trying to get it back up?
Right, but that's not what you stated beforehand. You said something else. If I'm sleeping with the same woman over and over again, that's what you said. You said if I'm sleeping with the same woman over and over again, it's not going to get up. That's what you said.
I said if she's trying to get it back up. Did I not say, what did I say, Renee?
Hey, if we're just going to keep fighting, I'm going to go right back to internet porn.
I heard kind of what she heard, too. It did sound like it was just overall. It did not sound like in one session.
And that's what kind of co-host I have, one that will not back me up. See?
No, I'll back you up.
That's what she heard.
You know that.
It don't matter what you heard. You're supposed to say, you know what? I heard what he said he told y'all.
And that's why she's your co-host. That's why she's your co-host because she doesn't have to back you up all the time.
But you bag it. You bag Georgette up all the time. You said that just your family. You bag her up.
Because
we business partners. She's
partner
supposed to bag
crime,
me up.
Though. She's my partner in crime.
I heard money before blood.
No. There's no money before blood.
Yes, it is money before blood. I'm telling you.
I'm here with me. With me.
I turn on a nigga in a minute for enough money. Yes, he did kill that lady. There is a reward for his ass. Sure deal.
You are horrible.
Someone done told me it's $1 million if you turn in my brother. Oh, he getting turned in. Then I would justify the hell out of it, too, at the news conference. I just couldn't have somebody like that on the streets. You know, he's a menace to society. The Lord wouldn't let me turn him in. Thomas, did it have anything to do with the $1 million reward? No, it didn't. I'm actually going to donate 1% of this $1 million to charity.
1%? That's funny.
I'm gonna donate it to Killers Anonymous.
Wow.
Thank you guys for joining us again. This was a great show. I really enjoyed you guys. I hope you turn back out to listen to us on this Friday, where we will be. What are we gonna be talking about, Renee?
Mm-mm. No, he didn't.
That's messed up. Hell, I don't know either. We're going to be talking about something else.